when there is a protest and you start killing people, you are calling for a revolution. The alliance of the evil ones and the wicked ones have now gathered, and we must do something about it. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. The whole world is listening to us tonight. I apologize, I wasn't able to come in the morning. I was feeling a bit under the weather, but we are here now, live and direct. Things are happening. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra all over the world, the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television, and by the special grace of Elohim, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I don't know how long we are going to remain on air this evening, but we are going to ventilate all the atrocities of not just the Fulani Janja with their agents who are in government houses, all those who are telling you about one Nigeria, they are now showing their colors, their devilish, wicked colors. This evening, we are going to expose all of them and to let the world understand. And when I told you before that Britain was in charge, some of you didn't believe me. This evening, we shall prove you that they are in charge. They have now imposed, as it is customary for them, their blanket media all over the world, media blackout, so they can start killing people in Lagos this evening. But they have a revolution on their hands now, a proper one. And I'm also warning you, as this evening, you have a revolution on your hands for killing a protester in Aba today. You people are dead. You're all walking dead men. You are finished, and you are going to suffer as a result of it. We are live and we are direct, and the whole world is bearing us witness. I am going to pray very, very speedily. I'm going to pray. And then after that, we shall go live and then take your calls. We are possible. We are necessary. We are live and we are direct. And the whole world is bearing us witness. We must pray. This very evening, we are handing over all your children into your care. You are a loving God. Welcome into your arms the victims of this violence from the Nigerian government, their terrorist army and their terrorist DSS, and all those who support them, like Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the governor of Lagos State. These are murderers and very wicked people. The same goes for KZ Bazo. For ordering the police to kill somebody today, OKC Basu will be hunted. Oh Heavenly Father, have mercy upon us. Comfort the families of those they have shot dead, and all those who grieve for them tonight. Heavenly Father, give us the brain, the heart, the mind to sustain this revolution. Help us in our fear and uncertainty, and bless us with the knowledge that we are secure in your love, that at the end of the day, that your children shall be set free. Strengthen all those who work for peace, and may the peace of that part of the world reign eternal through the blood of these young people that the Nigerian army are shedding tonight. He said, I am not going to waste time this evening. I want to go to see if I can get them live, to tell us exactly what is happening where they are. Exactly what is happening. There are killings going on everywhere. And this is... What? You are surrounded. Where are you? You are surrounded where? Where are you?
At Lekki. Lekki Target.
Lekki Target. The army of Nigeria, with the help of Tinubu, the British government, and the Lagos State governor, is firing at protesters. They are killing people at toll gate right now. They are killing people. Stay where you are. I'm going to come back to you. People are frightened, they are killing people right now. I want those of you who can go to Twitter to take to Twitter. The people causing this is the British government. I warned you people before, they are the problem. That devilish woman, after going to Lagos, the army have now opened fire in Lagos. Anybody wearing a police uniform wearing an army uniform is an enemy of the people. From tomorrow, anywhere you see them, you take them down. Anybody wearing army uniform, police uniform, is an enemy of the people. They are in Lagos at Lekki shooting people right now. You must take your Twitter handles this very minute and tell the world what the British High Commissioner, Catriona Lang, is doing in Nigeria. You must tell the world tonight. You must take your Twitter right now this very minute and tell the world what is happening. And this evening, I'm going to go back to them. Now, I want our people to understand something and understand it very, very well and clearly, that they may know. This evening, as we are starting this worldwide broadcast, I want you people to go to Radio Biafra app. Please go to Radio Biafra app and tell me what you're hearing on Radio Biafra app. Is it this live program now of Tuesday the 20th of October? Is it what is playing on Radio Biafra app? I just need a very simple confirmation. What is playing on Radio Biafra app? Can somebody please confirm for me what is playing on Radio Biafra app? What is playing there, please? What is playing on Radio Biafra app, please? I need confirmation before I can proceed to say what I have to say this evening. I need confirmation of what is playing on Radio Biafra app. Right now, I need confirmation. And I need it immediately. I want it confirmed for me. I need the world to understand what I'm saying. I need somebody from somewhere to tell me what exactly is playing on Radio Biafra app, please. Tell me what is playing on Radio Biafra app. Very, very important that we get that this evening. Then I can proceed to let the world understand what they are shooting. They are shooting at in our back. Okay, sleeper zone. Ask them to shoot at all my God. Look at what they're doing. Unbelievable. They are shooting at people. You can hear it. You can hear it. That's what they are doing. The police and the army in Aba this night. We assure them they are not. Our app is playing music. Radio Biafra app is playing music when I'm live on air, broadcasting to the whole world that our people are dying. That is why I said that the Nigerian government has taken over our app. Whoever is responsible for that app is working for the Nigerian government using the cover of IPOB and Radio Biafra. Is that very clear? On a night when the army is and the police are killing people in Aba, okay, Zipazo, this time around you are gone. Check it out, welcome. Okay, Zipazo, unleash the army and the police that are killing you in Aba. The same thing is happening in Lagos right now as we speak. Igbo businesses, Biafran businesses, Southern businesses are being destroyed in Kaduna. In Abuja, the same thing, they have unleashed the ginger weed to kill as many people as possible. Radio Biafra app is playing music. Because Nigerian government has brought people over not to allow the world to hear what is happening in our land. Anybody that has Radio Biafra app on their platform will be dismissed from IPOB. You are a saboteur from tonight. And I'm making it abundantly clear for everybody to understand. If you have Radio Biafra app on your phone, the old one, you are a traitor to your people. You are a traitor. On a night when people are dying and the whole world wants to hear the news, they are playing music on a platform that I own, that I am the director of. They are playing music. 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 And they are killing people out on the streets. They are playing music. These are traitors. And one of him told me that this time will come. And it has come. And believe you me, that Biafra is a lot closer than you can imagine. I am not talking about IPOB community radio. I am talking about Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra, managed by Zenon. Radio Biafra managed by Zenon. Radio Biafra managed by Zenon. It's playing music. Not playing my voice live. It is playing music. We are live on air. We are broadcasting that the world may hear. I'm talking about Radio Biafra, not IPOB Community Radio. Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is playing music at this point in time. Radio Biafra is playing music. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I am the director of Radio Biafra. And Radio Biafra is playing music at this point in time. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. That is the use your tongue to count your teeth. Very, very important you understand this tonight, that Radio Biafra is gone in the hands of the enemies of our freedom, in the hands of the Janjaweed Zoological Republic. I don't know how much they paid for it, but I know that Britain spent $4.8 billion a few days ago to suppress what is happening so that the killings can commence. That's what they have done. I told you a while back that Britain is now in charge of what is happening in the zoo, and you thought I was joking. They have now come down with their clampdown, but they are not going to succeed. If Radio Biafra is ours, why is it not playing my voice at this material point in time? Our satellite is playing my voice. Our FM is playing my voice. IPOB Community Radio is playing my voice. They are all carrying my voice signal this evening. Our content, this live content, is going out to the whole world via all these platforms, but not the app that belongs to Radio Biafra. Under my nose, the zoo came and took over Radio Biafra. I never knew. Because agents of the zoo have taken over our app at this critical time of our revolution. They don't want the world, along with BBC and all the rest of them, to know what is happening. But unfortunately, I accept responsibility for it. It is bearing our name, Radio Biafra. And it is in the hands of our enemies, in the hands of the enemies of this struggle. If our contents are not carried live on that platform, then you delete the app immediately. I am the director of Radio Biafra, and an app that is meant to be under my management is playing music when we are live on the air and people are dying on the streets. That means that agents of the zoo are in our midst. They are in our midst. Very, very sad indeed. It is a disease we are going to cure, and cure imminently we shall, because it is an Igbo language. God is on our side. I don't know where to start this evening. I want to go back to the young lady to see what is happening where they are. There is a video, and I want to make this video available. I believe it is the first of its kind. Is coming from Lekki Tollgate, where Tinubu Sanwo-Olu of Lagos State, they have switched off the light and they have opened fire on the protesters earlier today as well. Okezie Tinubu did the same thing in Imo State. Earlier today, they did the same thing in Abia State. In Abia State, they also opened fire as well. We are making it abundantly clear to all that this is the last time that Okezie Tinubu will kill anybody. Any policeman you see in Aba this evening is a target. Any army officer you see out on the streets is a target. Since Okezie Tinubu wants lawlessness, we are going to give him lawlessness. Since Britain thinks they can kill us into submission, they have failed. This generation, 2020, will not capitulate. Our youth out on the streets will not capitulate. They can never capitulate. That thing that will happen next year will happen tonight.
Anywhere you see an army officer in our back, Nabalia, who is the only person, anywhere you see a policeman in our back, kill that very person. Since they have brought out their guns and disgrace, so start killing innocent people. They must die. They too must die. Look at my uncle. Wherever you see Okezie Nwosu, pursue him. Wherever you see Okezie Nwosu, hunt him down for opening fire. They killed us at National High School now, but they came to my house and they killed. Anytime they killed, we took quiet. Anytime they killed, we took quiet. This very night, Okezie Nwosu must go down. Wherever you find him, you destroy him. Take a local. He's a madman. And I want to know the name of the man commanding the police in Aba. We want to know the names of the people responsible for the massacre going on in Lekki right now. The massacre is going on in Lekki right now. Britain went to the UK. I have been scouring every channel in the United Kingdom. No single word. Even if you and I are near, the black people do not hear. They are hard at hearing. I warn you people, this is their strategy. This is what they do. They, first of all, they impose media blackout. After this revolution got into the second week, and it is not trending all over the whole world being broadcast, I knew that Britain was in charge. What they want to do is to deny the world knowledge of what is happening, and then unleash their atrocities. And do you know one very thing, and I'm asking people to grab their man now, please. Have mercy. Have mercy upon those who even fought against your children. Because I said it. I place a curse on the zoo that everything that Biafra's went through, they are going to go through it as well. But this night I am asking Elohim, I am down on my knees, I'm asking God Almighty to please have mercy on them. It is not this generation, it was their father's generation, it is not them. Don't bring this end of time Armageddon upon these children. Because I pray and I said to Potika Biama, everything that Biafra's went through, Nigeria will go through it. Today everything is in charge. They have stifled the media. All world media, they are silent. They have paid 4.8 billion. And as long as there is no satellite stroke of CNN, Al Jazeera, or Sky, or BBC in Tollgate, they will continue to kill. Now it has dawned on everybody that everything we say on this platform comes to pass. Today, they are doing to Nigerian youths exactly what they did to Biafra. First of all, they shut the whole world up. They buy over AU. They go to EU, they scatter money. They tell Ajib, make sure that Italy is in line. They tell Halliburton and Chevron and Mobil, make sure the US government will not speak. They tell Total and Elf, make sure the French government will not speak. They tell Royal Dutch Shell, make sure the Netherlands will not speak. And that is the end of you. And they have contract with Israel. They say to their Israeli business partners, make sure Netanyahu sees nothing or says nothing. And that is how it is. I have been warning you. You have been doing Biafra. It's not on CNN. It's not on Al Jazeera. This is the greatest revolution in black Africa since history began. And it is not trending. Because they are doing the same thing to them that they are doing to Biafra. But some of you are so foolish, you are so myopic, you are so idiotic, that you don't reason. You don't reason. It is now happening. Some of you certainly vote for presidency 2023. And some of you idiots may even forgive him tomorrow. But Tinubu is being, I warned you 4 days ago, I told you, this is what Tinubu is planning. This is what Lagos State Governor is planning. Has it not happened now? They are shooting at people in Tollgate, in Lagos. Let me play it again, please. Let me try and play. This is horrendous. Before it was a live call, I will try and play it now. If my voice goes, please, you need to forgive me. Because this evening is very, very great. I have the clip here. Let me see. Military men.
They off the lights. They off the lights. Yeah, they surrendered us. Today, 28th October. We are helpless. We are helpless. They off the lights. They off the camera. We are peaceful. They are killing us. Yeah, we are down.
They are shooting at people at Lekki. They turned off the light. They have killed 8 people already in Lagos. Someone, some of you, Jagatan, idiots. You people are fools. You are fools. You are idiotic, misogyny. I told you, these are vampires. These are blood-sucking demons. When I said it, they said, oh, you're something else. I told you that this, if you leave them with your four-year-old daughter, they will rape them. These are evil men. You didn't listen. Now it is happening. I told it. They have killed 8 people already. Okay, if you pass, you must be fortunate, man. You must find okay, if you pass in Abia. Since okay, if you pass, once Abia to be ungovernable, we make Abia ungovernable. That thing that the Janjaweed, his Janjaweed masters want, they will not get it. Any policeman in Abba must die. Every soldier in Abba in this night must die. It is an order. You are not going to be uncle. God punish all of you bastards. You just have kept quiet for very many years. When they kill Shia people, you keep quiet. When they kill IPOB, you keep quiet. When they invaded my house, you kept quiet. When they went to national school, but you were quiet. Now you are seeing what IPOB saw. Now you are seeing it. 15 people dead. Let you go get 15 dead. That was why Facebook was suppressing our posts. You can now understand why I hate BBC. It's still not very clear for us, you know. That is why I hate them. There is BBC prison in Lagos. Are they doing anything? BBC Yoruba, are they doing anything? No, nothing, absolutely nothing. BBC Hausa is busy giving interview to those telling the whole world that people want to hijack Buhari's government. I told you before, Britain, they will castrate all of you. They will destroy you, people you don't know. Britain was given a job by Lucifer. Satan gave Britain a job. If keeping Biafra down means destroying 200 million people, so be it. That is what is happening now. People are dying in Lagos. The same way they died at Tumpo. The same way they died at Enugu on the Shahid Bridge. Everywhere. The OKZ Basu, Chineke Nama, and the OKZ Basu is a demon. OKZ Basu must go down, Chineke Nama. He must go down. I am prepared to face any criminal charge anywhere, in any court in the world, but OKZ Basu will be hunted down. Chineke Nama, he must go down. People protested in Anambra. Obiano came out to address them. People are protesting in Enugu. Obiano came out to address them. In Abia State, OKZ Basu asked them, even CPS somewhere here tonight, they are firing guns inside CPS. OKZ Basu, you are a gunner. Just pray we don't see you in this life. Any day, Jani Abuahu, you're a dead man. You can't want that day. Check it out. You are there and they are killing people. Everywhere they are killing people. Facebook was busy suppressing. For all of that, when I tell people that there is a satanic alliance holding Nigeria down, some of you did not believe me. It's now happening. Before your eyes, everywhere in the whole world, people are protesting. Everywhere in the world is only in the zoo. Please post it on my page. Let me actually send this one so we can put it on my page right now this very minute. What is happening in the zoo is abominable. Abominable before God and before man. We said it, they said, oh, they are miscreants. These are people dying on Lekki right now, live on air as we speak. And I'm asking every patriotic Oduduwa person in Lagos, cut off these people, disarm them and kill them. That is the only language they understand, the Fulani. him. If Fulani comes after you, if you don't kill him, he will kill you. You people are deaf, you don't understand. Nigeria is a blood-sucking demon. You people, you are now seeing it. These are your so-called, come and vote. PVC, come and vote. 2023. You know, you get to vote for me. Democratic ingredients, democratic dispensation. Have you not seen it now? You have seen it now.
Post it on my page, please. At a time like this, Radio Biafra app is not playing it. And a lot of people all over the world that downloaded Radio Biafra app will be saying, if they're not reporting it, we know them to be speaking the truth. If this thing is not being reported on Radio Biafra, that means it's not true.
Our app is playing music. The app that I am supposed to be in charge of is playing music when I'm live on air, reporting what is happening to the children of life, to the whole world. Our app is playing music.
Unbelievable. Oh my God. Okay. Abia State will be ungovernable from tonight.
Since that is what Okezi Basu wants, we'll give it to you then. It's what you want, we'll give it to you. And forever and ever you remain a fugitive, forever and ever Okezi Basu. You are a gunner. Shooting people dead inside Abia State. There were protests all over the place. In Akwa Ibom, there was protest. Even today, Head Bridge on was closed today. There was protest. Every time it is you. All the time it is you. Asking for your people to be shot dead. You want anarchy? We give you anarchy. And I want to warn Britain. I want to warn that witch, Katrina Lang. You see this generation of youth in Nigeria, this generation 2020, they will defeat you. They will defeat you at the games you're playing. You are going to be defeated. Africa is going to be free. These things that these young people are doing on the streets, and you're taking their lives from their blood, Africa will be free. You watch and see what is going to happen. That demonic stranglehold is gone. It's gone. They are now, look at what they are playing. Look at the games the agents of Zoo are playing with our app. They are now playing an old broadcast of mine. Do you see how Nigeria came into IPOB, but I mean my IPOB, the Zoo came into IPOB and took over our app. Nigeria.
They are now playing one of my old broadcasts. So, if you're not discerning enough, you will not know that it's not live inside IPOB. When I was in Kuje, somebody dreamt about what is happening now. They told me. I didn't believe them. Until now, it is happening before my eyes. Saboteurs at the heart of the struggle. Traitors at the heart of the struggle. Traitors. I am the director of Radio Biafra. And the app that I'm in charge of was playing music when I'm live on air on every other platform. So they knew what they were doing before they planned to kill people. They said, first of all, people listen to Nnamdi Kanu all over the world via Radio Biafra app. Let us go and get it first. Because people in America cannot listen to us unless they have the app. And from that very app, we are linked to TuneIn, to Sweet Radio, to Simple Radio, all the rest of it. That is how people listen to us. So before the Zoo planned all of these things, they said, let us go and get Radio Biafra first. Once we get it, we buy BBC, we buy all the rest of them. Is what is playing on Radio Biafra now my live broadcasting? Says no. It's an old broadcast. Inside IPOB, and people are dying. People are dying on the streets tonight. That the whole world will... now imagine a white man goes to IPOB on TuneIn. Sorry, on Radio Biafra on TuneIn. They will not be hearing what I'm saying about the killing of the people on Lekki Bridge right now. Lekki Toll Gate now. They are listening to my old broadcast. And these things are being done by people that claim they love Biafra. Isn't it strange? Very strange. Let us play what is happening right now.
The Nigerian military are marching us to Lekki. They want us to go to the front side of Lekki, Lekki second gate. They want to move us from the third gate against our wish. They are marching us from where we are protesting at Lekki first gate, close to 1,004. They are telling us to leave against our wish. They are oppressing us. They are telling us to move on. We don't know if they are going to shoot us and kill us one by one. They are telling us to move.
They are going to kill them. They want to move them to where they want to move them to where they can be shot very easily. That's what they want to do. That is what they want to do. That is what they want to do. That is what they want to do tonight. They want to kill those at Lekki. They want to kill all of them. That is Tinubu for you, your future president. These are all we have heard. We have heard. And this very revolution is going to consume all of them. There is a gang up. It's not just the Janjaweed. There is a gang up. And this night is an order. This night is an order. IPOB all over United Kingdom will descend on BBC London. And the Foreign Office in London. You are going to cause so much trouble that people will ask what is going on. That the world may know that Britain is stifling the news from coming out of Nigeria. Some of you go to work, I will say tomorrow. I will say Friday or Saturday, pick a date. Everybody must come out in London. Wherever you are IPOB, you're coming to London. Pick a date, either Friday or Saturday. Let us let the world understand that Britain is once again, after 66 to 70, they are once again supervising the massacre of innocent people. The massacre of innocent people. We are letting the world know what is happening on Lekki tonight. They are killing people. They are killing people. They are killing people. They must understand that we are letting the world know what they are going through right now. That was why Nigerian government bought over Radio Biafra opportunity in Namaya. That's why they bought it over. That was why they bought it over. It's now playing an old broadcast of mine. You see how official you are lying to yourself, deceiving yourself, lying and deceiving, playing an old broadcast when I'm live on air and people are dying. And people are dying. Oh, Chimetena, madam, my brother. Chimetena, madam, my brother. Chimetena, madam, my brother. Unbelievable. And in my time, this is happening. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. Deception upon deception. Lies upon lies. Everywhere. That was why they had issues with us. Because we do not change, we are unchangeable. Unbribable, I tell you. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. This very struggle, this very battle for freedom must end in victory. It must end in victory. It must end in victory. It must end in victory. I was preaching this very gospel. Many people called us names. Right now, people are surrounded by the military. I want it to be treated all over the whole world. The culprit is the British High Commissioner. There is nobody in Asanoko, Makadi Yamama, there is nobody there. The person organizing this massacre of innocent people is the British High Commissioner, Tatiana Lang. She is the one planning it. Britain have taken over the governance of Nigeria. If you don't know, let me tell you. If you don't know, let me tell you. Unbelievable. Things are happening on Lekki right now. Unbelievable.
Nigerian military
department. This is live.
We are sitting on each other's head. We do not
assimilating right now. The army is there, ready to kill.
Unbelievable.
They are squeezed and they are still on the floor. Maybe I was planning next week Monday. You know, the zoo is very foolish. We know how to push them. We push them and they move before time and they make mistakes. Things are happening all over the place. The damnable zoological republic is crumbling. It is crumbling before our eyes. I had things I want to preach about today. They are too numerous. Have you seen the video of your DSS? Hey, our boys, I remember when DSS was busy killing people, and I said, hey, they said, oh, our men in DSS, our men, can you see them now bringing thugs to kill you? What I love is that when people call me, even when I'm off air, they say, my friend came to my house today, or I met somebody who was against you before, now they have repented, they are no longer against you. They say that all you've been saying is correct. Can you see them? Please post the video. It's gone viral to the point whereby even Facebook is saying you cannot share to more than one person. It's gone viral. It's everywhere. Please put it on my page. That is your so-called DSS. Paid to safeguard Nigeria from foreign spies. What they are now doing today is getting people to go and kill you in protest grounds. Do you see the way they planned it? They went and they bought over everybody. It's very interesting that one man said he's going to sue Twitter and not Facebook for sponsoring the End SARS protest in Nigeria because they are working with Facebook. They are working with BBC, but they are working with all of them. All of them are in it together. And these are black people. When I tell you that black people are demonic, you cannot understand me very well. Oh God, there is something wrong with us. Something wrong with us. Please post it. After conveying their thugs to protest venues to start their mayhem, this is what they must think. We are very stupid. And Facebook have started. They have now started removing people. That is, we are now going to go from 6.something K. We are going, yes, it's gone now to 5.9. They are now removing. They've just removed nearly 10,000 people. That is the way they do it. In the zoo, before your eyes, your money is being used to enslave you. They have their agents all over the place. Tinubu is in Lagos working for them. The governor of Lagos State is there working for them. What they want to do is once they impose the curfew, they come out tomorrow, they say nobody can leave their houses. That's what they want to do. When I asked for guns and for weapons in 2015, some people in Lagos were laughing at me, saying that I'm a warmonger. And I said to them that the Fulanis will bring the war to your homes. Have they not done it now? Lekki Tollgate, is it not happening now? Now, the real revolution begins. I am asking every able-bodied person around Lagos to go into the bush and fight these people. Wherever you see a military convoy, you attack them. Wherever you see a police convoy, you attack them. They are human beings and they also bleed. All those people they were recruiting into the Janjaweed army, they are now showcasing it to the whole world. And we told you that is exactly what they are going to do. That is what they are going to do. This very young lady who is trapped by the army, the zoo army in Lekki, I want to see if we can get hold of her again to give us the latest update that the whole world may know. That is the reason why our app is not working. Janjaweed even infiltrated IPOB, unbelievable. How they did it, I don't know. But we are very smart and we are very wise. And Elohim is with us always. This night that the whole world is paying attention to what is happening in the zoo, our app
is playing something completely different. Let me see if there's any improvement.
They are coming. Maybe they'll kill all of us. We don't know, but this is my last word. I'm going to take you. I'm not going to tell you anything. Most soldiers are coming in. They're going to kill all of us. They surrounded us.
They have surrounded them. This is the last message she's going to send. We don't know if she's going to survive or not, along with many other young people. This is happening live now at Lekki. This is your one Nigeria for you. This is your green, white, green for you. Nigeria will kill you unless you kill Nigeria. I'm telling you the truth. Those who planned Nigeria never ever planned it to do anything sensible or meaningful in your lives. Corruption in Nigeria among politicians is a disease which has to be defeated by recruiting the population. Now the population, they have responded. And you can see what is going on. They're killing them in Lagos, Tinubu, brilliant. The one of the most corrupt idiots on the face of this earth. They do not outnumber us. Don't be afraid. They don't outnumber us. We outnumber them. The population of the Nigerian army is 168,000 men and women under arms. And the young people in Nigeria is over 100 million. How can they defeat us? Even if they were to fire every round in their rifle, let's say one bullet kills one person, how many are they going to kill before we get hold of them? How many can they kill? We outnumber them. Things are happening in the zoo. Post that very video of Senate, your so-called DSS, ferrying thugs to protest venues. They are the ones that brought this anarchy. And let me warn all of you. I want to warn all of you tonight who are listening. If you allow Fulani to succeed in putting down this revolution, if you allow them to stay you and you go home, your children will be begging on the streets. Almajiris will be better than your children. Be rest assured. We are live this evening, and very shortly we are going to open our lines. There was a news I came across before I came on air. And as I said, at this period of Chukwudukabiam is doing wonders. It's a period of revelation. Just to vindicate every utterance we've ever made. Facebook is breaking the video, and interrupt, that's what they do. They break it. I have two monitors here. One is saying 5.3. The other one is saying 3.4. That is how they are. That is the way they behave. But when I was telling you, you didn't listen. When I said they are suppressing my post, one Janjaweed said, "You've lost followers." I said, "You're a fool. You don't understand how this global alliance of the devil works. It is happening this evening. You can see it all for yourselves." I am putting up another link of this very live broadcast this evening that the world may also follow it. Let me see what they are going to do. I am live. I have put up another link again that people may follow this very live broadcast. And very, very shortly, I will open the lines and people will be able to call to let us know what is happening where they are. Do you know that the NSA Senate asked Buhari to address the nation? I bet you claim you have somebody in Asorok who is Buhari. You are begging him to address the nation. And people are being killed in Lagos right now. There are killings going on in Lagos right now, right this minute. You claim you have a president
When I told you that Buhari was dead, when I told you there is no more Buhari, you did not believe me. Now it is happening before your eyes. That the Senate, they did not, from, they are all in Ashokoro. They stole the three-armed zone. Ahmed Lawan could have walked over to Asorok to say, please, Mr. President, address the nation. But because there is nobody there, he called a media conference, saying, please, address the nation. All the soldiers who are involved in killing people, they cannot be exonerated. All the police people in Aba involved in the shooting of unarmed protesters today, you people are finished, you are finished, you are gone. Anybody with a police uniform, with an army uniform, is an enemy of the people. I'm saying it loud and clear. Senate is now asking Buhari to address the nation. Very, very laughable indeed. The Senate has called on President Muhammadu Buhari to urgently address the nation in a bid to douse the rising agitation by youths protesting against the atrocities of SARS. Are you listening? Because there is no Buhari. The reason why they have opened fire in Lagos tonight, the reason why they have recruited that bushmeat, okay, so to open fire on innocent protesters, is to deflect attention. They don't want you to talk about who is in Asorok. That is their game plan. That is their strategy. Let me take some water. And it is Britain that is orchestrating it. At Target right now, they are killing people in Lagos, courtesy of Tinubu and Sanwo-Olu, the governor of Lagos State. What it means is that the Nigerian army and the police are now the enemies of the youths of Nigeria. They were killing people before under SARS. They weren't satisfied. When people said they've had enough, they have now risen up to protest. They are also killing them. Is that the Nigeria you want to belong to? Is that the Nigeria you want your children to grow up in? I'm asking you. Anywhere their army or their police are seen, they will be attacked by the youths, starting from tomorrow. Anywhere the army are seen, they will be attacked, because we outnumber them. There are students of chemical engineering. There are students of ballistics technology. All those things you have studied, now put it into use. Because these people do not want to see you alive. They have no president. That is why Senate is begging in the open. They could have walked over to Asorok, but they are begging in the open. Please address us, because there is nobody there. And that is what Britain is trying to cover up. I refer to it as the greatest fraud of the century. I might even add, the greatest fraud of all time. That is what is happening in Asorok. By tomorrow, even the killings on the Target, do you know the funniest thing? To tell you how wicked this world is. Bloomberg is in Lagos. CNN is in Lagos. BBC is in Lagos. They even have BBC Pidgin. I want you to watch how they are going to twist the news tomorrow. They came prepared. I told you that their war chest was $30 billion. To continue to enslave you, for Fulani to continue to enslave you, $30 billion, they have spent $4.8 billion on media warfare alone, and they are winning it. If they can come and buy over Radio Biafra Apple, who else can they buy? Under my nose, I am the director of Radio Biafra. Under my nose, Nigeria bought Radio Biafra app. I did not know about it. I never knew. I never knew.
Very, very sad indeed. Everything that we are now telling you, I have told you before, and it came to pass. I told you there is no Buhari. They said no. There's some people calling me, hey, no, don't say that. Don't say that. He's a miscreant. He's a this, he's that. Okay, to go now. A country begging their president that they voted for to come and address them. Is that not the height of idiocy, stupidity of the highest order? Is that not stupidity of the highest order? All across the United Kingdom, you must descend on London is an order on Friday or Saturday. Everybody must come out. Every Nigerian must come out. Every Biafran must come out. Because you are where you are at the source of the problem. And your placards should be reading that Kationa Lang should be recalled. That woman is evil. She should be recalled. She should be recalled. When you make noise in front of Downing Street and BBC, people passing by will start joining and asking what is going on. Tell them that Britain is masterminding another massacre of innocent people in Nigeria. If you do it, you will see that the whole game will change. And those in America should prepare to descend on Washington DC as well. It is also an order. Friday or Saturday, the whole of the family in the USA, you must make your way, go to your workplace and tell them that your people are being killed on Lekki Tollgate. Tell them that your people are being killed in Aba. Write to your senators, write to your House of Reps members. Those of you in Atlanta should go and picket once again violently CNN headquarters. They are evil. The owner of CNN is an Islamic Arab. And the government in power in the zoo is a Janjaweed Islamic government. They are going to protect them. They are going to protect all of them. Now you understand it, don't you? IPOB family USA, no excuses. On Friday or Saturday, I want to see you in Washington DC complaining to everybody you can see that they are killing innocent protesters. There is a global conspiracy. That is why Ogoni hasn't been cleaned. And when you talk about Ogoni cleanup, that Ogoni land hasn't been cleaned, you will get somebody from inside Ogoni land rise up and tell you it is not your business. Did we complain to you? You know these guys, they came in and they caged the minds of the people. They succeeded in doing it. That even when you are working for them against your own interest, you do not know a country, and they are begging their president to please address them. Can you believe such rubbish? So where is your president? Where is your president? You are begging him. IGP said, which is the Inspector General of Police, Fulani Man, of course, I am deploying policemen right across the country, he said. Immediate deployment of anti-riot operatives. They are the ones that started the riot. They are the ones that brought their hoodlums. You can see, I don't know how else to present an evidence to a black man or woman and they will understand it. You saw DSS loading people, DSS with their suit, loading people in their vehicles, rifles to go and cause mayhem and kill people. As we are live on air, churches are being burnt in Kano. They are burning churches. They want to make it a religious war. They know they have a comparative advantage. They control the army, the air force, and the navy. Now you know the reason why they put Fulani Man everywhere. It is pure common sense. I was preaching it. We were preaching it. IPOB was saying it for very many years. Nobody wanted to listen. That time has come. You can now see the advantage. IGP is a Fulani Man. Immediate deployment of anti-riot police everywhere to go and start killing people. From tomorrow,
I am telling the youths of Nigeria, anywhere you see a policeman alone and vulnerable, take them down. Anywhere you see somebody with army uniform and vulnerable, take them down. They want anarchy. Give them anarchy. That is the only thing a Fulani man will understand. I'm telling you this. I know there are some people on Twitter and all that. Hey, it's time to go home now. Oh, can't you see? It's the people who are alive that we'll see tomorrow. I want you to go and get a picture of Paris in France, or Paris as the case may be. Go and get a picture of London. Get a picture of beautiful Moscow. Get a picture of New York. Just a minor example. Line those pictures up beside the other. Now get me a picture of, say, Lagos. Get me a picture of Iguacha. Line it up against New York, Paris, and London. You will see a difference. The difference is that New York, Paris, and London are very beautiful. Iguacha and Lagos is very filthy. It is not clean. It is very dirty. You can even see poverty with your two naked eyes. Do you know why London is shining, Paris is shining, and New York is glowing? In all those places, they did the same things you're doing now. They are protesting. They protested as well. There was a revolution. That is why London is beautiful. That is why Paris is beautiful. That is why New York is beautiful. In all these, even Moscow in Russia, that is why it is beautiful. In all these places, there was a popular revolution by young people. The same thing you're doing now. So what is the price of what you're doing? By the time that you are done, where you come from will look like London. That is why we cannot give up now. That is why we must continue. That is why we cannot afford to stop. That is why we need to win this very war. You can even see their flag. It is stained with blood. I want it, please, put on my page. You can see. They say, oh, if you hold flag, they will not shoot you. You are dealing with Janjaweed. They don't recognize Nigeria. The only thing they know is Fulani nationalism. They don't care about you. You and your useless flag. It has happened. They have killed somebody carrying a flag. And I wanted their flag to be a symbol of what Nigeria represents. A symbol of what Britain represents in Africa. Britain think that they can remote control millions of people like house, or should I say domesticated animals. That's what they're doing now. They came to Tinubu. Is it a surprise that after the British High Commissioner went to Tinubu, they opened fire on protesters in Lagos? Are you shocked? You shouldn't be shocked. The woman is a demon. A big, big, big demon. A big demon. And she too will get her comeuppance. They have deployed officers and they have warned against further protests. This is in Lagos. They are warning them. Who told you you cannot protest? Samuel. These are Democrats. Vote for APC. Vote for this. And Biafran said, no, we cannot vote for Buhari. We can't do. People said, vote. You don't. What was that language they used? You people, you don't. You are not politically savvy. You don't understand politics. And we said to them, we follow the truth. Wherever we find the truth, we go there. That's what we do. Forget all this nonsense. Now look at it today. Those of you following Tinubu, it has dawned on you that the man is a petty, a thieving demon. He is. He has unleashed the army on you with the help of Sanwo-Olu. Lagos State Police Command has warned against further protests in view of the recent declaration of 24 hours curfew by the state governor, Babajide Sanwo-Olu. All he cares about is his pocket and his children studying overseas. You people, you cannot see. Now, one idiot was saying, float a youth party. If all of you had boycotted the elections last year, they wouldn't be killing anyone now. I told you there is a way you can have a revolution without people coming out on the streets to protest. You said no, you must vote. It's PVC, it's our right, good governance, youths of Nigeria, get together. Today they are killing you. They are killing you mercilessly. They are killing you because Fulani cares about Fulani nationalism. They don't give a damn about you. You and your useless green, red, green flag. Post that very flag on my page for the world to see what Nigeria has become. It's a symbol of their failure as a country. People are agitating, asking for a change in society. And you claim you love them and you sent the army to kill them. And meanwhile, there is no president. If all of you had risen up to ask for the identity of the man in Aso Rock, all this nonsense would not have been happening. There was, you know, God in infinite mercy, there was opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to bring the zoo down out of envy, greed and jealousy towards IPOB. They said no, we're not going to listen, we won't listen, we won't listen. Who's the man that can? We're not going to listen to him. Now you have seen it. They are shooting at you. They are killing you. Despite the fact that you have green, white, green. The British Embassy in Abuja should be shut down. If you do want the world to report it, you want the world to report the news, shut down British Embassy in Abuja, shut down British Consulate in Lagos. The world will, I'm telling you the truth, this news they don't want to publish, they'll publish it overnight. Shut down British High Commission in Abuja, shut it down. Shut down their consulate. Go to a U.S. embassy to protest. That is when their news people in their villages will report it. So you don't know. It's a very simple strategy. I'm telling you all of that. It's a very simple strategy. All of you were there. They were a reading Dangote, richest man in Africa. And you ask yourself, does it mean that Fulani people are more hardworking than Yoruba people? Does it mean they are more hardworking than Biafrans or more hardworking even than people from the Middle Belt? No. But they ganged up together. They knew what they were doing. They can get together and plan and execute and use the likes of OKC Pazu to deceive all of you. To deceive idiots. And you buy into their nonsense. I am protesting. I want 24 hours of electricity. And they kill you. In broad daylight. And nothing will happen. I want to hear the news in the morning about how many army and police who are dead in Aba. We outnumber them. No matter how many they bring, they are going to die. They will die, I'm telling you. They are going to die. That thing they want, it has come. For firing at protesters. And they are finished. Fulani Janjaweed is everywhere. Trying to make your life a misery. And I don't blame them. I blame all of you who are claiming you are intelligentsia, intellectual. You don't know, you are a compound idiot. You are a fool. You know nothing. You bring English. You mix it up. They say, hey, so poor. On our subject, you are a complete nincompoop. You are an idiot. You know nothing. Your brain is empty. You know nothing. Now, somebody said something today on YouTube. Somebody said it to me from YouTube. I couldn't stop marveling at what the man said. What the man said is astonishing. The same thing I have been saying now for God knows how many years. You'll be shocked as to what this man had to say. It is amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know a church was destroyed. Are you aware of that? Do you know a church was destroyed in Kano today? A church was destroyed. A church was destroyed. And more trouble for Buhari. if IBOB joins the protest, it's over now. What are we going to know? We are not going back again. From the streets now, we go to the bushes. It's over now for the zoo. Zoo is gone. Zoo is gone. All we go, zoo is finished. From the streets now, we enter the bushes. And it is over for the zoo. Now they understand how serious we are. Hey, those miscreants. More trouble for Buhari. As Kanu's group, IPOB, joins the protest, they know this trouble now because we have come. And I have to go over now. We are coming. From what will happen in Aba between tonight and tomorrow, we'll tell you how serious we are. Every policeman with uniform will die. Once you come out of your house with police uniform, you will not want when you are a dead man walking. We were at National High School Aba praying. You came and you killed us. For no reason. I was in my house, resting, receiving visitors. You came to kill me. We were at war trying to remember our heroes. You came and you killed us. We were celebrating Donald Trump in Igbo Cham. You came and you killed us. ICC is dead, they never said anything. No country issued any condemnation. I had to speak to the aide of Mrs. Trump at Trump Hotel in Washington, where I was having dinner with our consultants. They introduced me to somebody and said, this is an aide to Melania Trump. And I told the man that there are those who campaigned for Trump who are still in prison. For 4 years, nearly 4 years. They started putting pressure from that angle. Now you understand? Now do you understand? We have come now. we want SARS to end. We want SARS to end. That's all. But okay, see, that's all. He will go and say, hey, to Uba people. Can you see what is happening? Uba people, Uba people. But when you are talking to police to open fire, did you call Uba people to tell them? Did you call Uba people in USA to tell them? You never called them. Did you tell Uba people that you're going to open fire on innocent protesters? Yesterday you addressed the paper, you issued a statement. Did anybody complain? Nobody complained. Everyone was very happy. Allow people to protest. Allow them to protest. Meet them and ask them what is the problem. Because if Nigeria succeeds in putting down this revolution by force and the youth don't react, you are now going into an era of dictatorship and your lives are over. I'm telling you the truth. That is why an eye for an eye works. It works in Enugu. When they kill you, you kill them back. That is the only thing Fulani understands. They don't understand dialogue. They don't understand discussion. They don't understand engagement. No. They kill you and you kill them back. This video is very noisy. I don't know, maybe somebody should put it on my page. It's very noisy. Listen to it very carefully. You will understand what the man is saying. The same thing that Britain did to Biafra, they're not doing to you. Media blackout. Do you want the world to report this revolution? You know, Elohim gave us Okogisi, I'm telling you the truth. Do you want the world to report this revolution? Take over British High Commission. That's all. Take over a consulate in Lagos. Take it over in Abuja and that's the end of it. Every media outlet in the world will carry it tomorrow evening. If you march on British High Commission in the morning, in the evening, it will be front page all over the world. And the world will ask, why is British High Commission in Lagos under occupation by Nigerian youths? Then it's over. I am giving you master strategy. How it should be done. Tomorrow. In a formation of three lines. And there is something I want people to do tonight. I'm announcing it on air so you understand it. people should go to every welder shop you have around you. You know those of them that build bulletproof doors. I don't care how much it will cost. We will pay. Everybody who is a welder that builds bulletproof doors, people should go and bring those bulletproof doors, put wheels on them, and stand in front of the protesters so that the bullets cannot get through. And you push it, and you get their lines, and you take their guns from them, and you deal with them. This night, when you are marching to British High Commission tomorrow, form three lines. They will have the army surrounding them. They will send cable to London that British High Commission in Abuja is under attack. And under the Freedom of Information Act in the UK, they are bound to release it. Sky will run with it. Every major news outlet will run with it. They will say that British High Commission in Abuja is under siege. And then the whole world will report the revolution that is going on. Without it, you cannot succeed. You cannot succeed. You cannot succeed. That is how it's going to be. If a Fulani soldier is killing you and you leave him, he will slaughter many of you. If the Nigerian soldiers kill any of the youths, kill a Nigerian soldier. These are the same soldiers that could not open fire in Borno to fight Boko Haram. They've been in Lagos, on Lake, shooting innocent people because you're not armed. Go and look for something to fight back. They will run away. That's how they are. But if you're on social media, Twitter, asking, calling Britain, calling you, and calling EU, they will not talk to you. EU cannot come. AGP is making money for Italy. Renewable Shell is making money for Netherlands. Total is making money for France. So you want their money from oil to stop? Do you see that Biafra, that same oil, because of it you say that Biafra will not be free. Do you see how they're using the oil today to kill you? Do you see it? Everything we tell you is the truth. I cannot lie to you. What for? What am I lying to you for? Let us listen to this man. You'll be shocked and amazed. Now listen to what he has to say. Yes.
Killing of our tribe.
Yes.
Killing of our community. It's been going on now since independence.
Since independence? The killing.
We will not come to peace. People are dying every day.
People are dying every day.
Why is everyone not talking about
it? Nobody is talking about it. The Queen is not saying anything. Boris Johnson is not saying anything. Have you asked yourself why they are not saying anything? Because once Buhari died, they were rubbing their hands. Once Abatiari came up with the idea that we want a Buhari to continue in office, Britain said hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sucking oil and gas. That's what this man is saying. Why is the Queen not saying anything? Why is the BBC not reporting this? Why? The same thing they did to Biafra, they are now doing to Nigeria. As I said, people are calling us. People are calling. I don't know why they are calling. Of course, I can't blame them for calling. I will join you very, very shortly. And do you know the funniest thing is that even the phone is off. Somebody rang and it was ringing. And the ringer is not even on. Maybe they have something very important to report to us. And I'll get back to them in a short while. But it is incredible. The impunity being displayed. Do you know why there are two people on Lekki Target? Around Lekki Target? Do you know why? Because they want to remind you, Nigerians, that wickedness is not good. When they killed followers of Elzar Zaghi, Shia, all of you kept quiet. None of you rose up to demand for something to be done about it. So they said, okay, that's fine. They killed IPOB. All of you said, oh, you know, concern me. And now they're killing you. You know, as I told you before, what goes around comes around. That is why we rise up to defend those
who cannot defend themselves. After all, some of you don't know what happened. Somebody please get me a picture of those colonialists that came to, was it Benin they went to? They killed a lot of people and displayed their heads, the heads of the conquered African territories. Please look for that picture from somewhere and put it on my page so that you know what you're going through. If you are a human being and you go back and reflect and think about your life, how they messed it up through colonialism, believe you me, you will not go to church. I'm telling you the truth. You won't go to church. Anything they give you, you will say you won't take. I'm telling you the truth. If you sit down and you think about these people, ask yourself, what is the interest of Britain in Nigeria? What do they want from Nigeria? Ask yourself that question. They are there. The same thing they cannot allow. If you want to see violent protests, and please, there's something we are going to do tonight. Going into tomorrow morning. Go and look for, people, please go and look for, what's it called again? Anti-globalist protests in London. They protested when Gordon Brown was the Prime Minister, when Britain last hosted the G20 summit. Go and look at the riots in London. And you know the funniest thing? The police were not armed throughout the whole night. You cannot see an armed police officer. Go and look for the video. This, the same woman, Catriona Lyon from Britain, where people destroy, I know that McDonald's around Charing Cross, the McDonald's beside Charing Cross station was destroyed. Even that day, the Wombles came. There's a group they call the Wombles. They came to take to the front line of the protesters. There was a running battle on Oxford Street, the most exclusive street you have in England, somewhere of the UK. There was a running battle between the police, mounted police that were on a horse, and protesters. Was anybody shot dead? Was anybody killed? Go and find it and tweet it to Catriona Lang, the British High Commissioner. She is the one presiding over the killing of young people right now in Lagos. That tells you all you need to know. They took, you see, when they convinced you to hate Biafra, and you hated Biafra, you never asked yourself, why did they do the actions that he did? Nobody asked themselves that question. Nobody did. If you had asked, you would have found out that Ojukwu was asking for restructuring. In fact, he agreed restructuring with Gowon. Gowon came back, Britain told him no, say no, and he said no. All of you did not reason. All of you did not think, Ojukwu is a rebel, Ojukwu is a rebel, Ojukwu is a secessionist. They kept deceiving you people. I am getting information now, they have removed all CCTV cameras at Lekki Tollgate and others, so that the world will now have the footage of the atrocities. That's their brain. People must switch on their phones to night mode. Those of you who are at Lekki Tollgate right now, use your iPhones, use your Samsung, switch the phone to night mode and continue to record them live, because they are all going down. Tinubu will go down for it. Lagos State Governor will go down for it. IG of Lagos State will go down. People should discover the house of the IG of Lagos and destroy it. The Police Commission of Lagos. Listen to me. That is the only thing the Fulani understand. If Fulani slap you on one cheek, as Jesus said, and you turn the other one, they'll cut off your head. They will not slap you. If they slap you on the right side, you turn the left side, they will not slap you, they will cut off your head. The only language a Fulani understands is an eye for an eye. That is something you must know. They have taken away all the cameras on the toll gate. They have taken all of them away. They have taken them away so nobody can record their massacre. What the people need to do is to launch a guerrilla warfare. The entire Middle Belt and the entire South. All the young men, after this protest on the streets, they should go to the bushes. Anytime you see an army convoy, you lay ambush and destroy it. You see police convoy, you lay ambush and destroy it.
That is the only way they can call the youth to come and negotiate. You people, you don't know Fulani, I know them very, very well. If you think that only being on the streets will make them to budge, no, you are mistaken. The only thing that can make Fulani to move is deny them access to that thing that they are using to beat you with, which is their army and their police. Destroy them. Destroy their army, you destroy their police, they will not negotiate. These are Janjawis, that is the way they are. You people, you don't know anything. When somebody comes out and says, Nigeria, 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 I say, because you know nothing. If you know what Nigeria is, believe you me, if you see anybody carrying green, white, green, you will stone that person to death. That person will become your enemy. You people don't know. The more you mention Nigeria and you carry Nigeria, the more they enslave you. It's very bizarre, but it's true. The more they enslave you. Who shut down our YouTube? They said YouTube is shut down. Where is YouTube shut down? I need confirmation, please. I need confirmation, please. Let me see if I can open our lines in a short while. They said, we condemn attempts by southerners and middle belt to break the country. That is Britain speaking. The Fulani nationality, the Fulani. Before we came, he said, Hausa Fulani, Hausa Fulani. I insisted. I said, there is nothing like Hausa Fulani. It's Fulani. Hausa is on their own. Stop calling Hausa. Only call Fulani. And the Hausa people, due to their inferiority complex, Hausa man behaved or used to behave like an Igbo man. Self-deprecation. Okanmanama. Hausa people had Islam, had a flourishing civilization. Some people came from the foothills of the Futajalon, came into Gobe to trade, claiming that they are descendants of mulatto Arabs, half Arab, half black. Said that the Hausa kings were corrupt. The same nonsense they are saying today. And Hausa peasants, idiots, Salamajiri, they agreed. They killed their own kings and installed Fulani as the emirs. Are you listening with me? Today they condemn, and I said there's not like one knot. We have never dealt. Today they have agreed. It was IPOB that forced Fulani to start referring to themselves as Fulani. Because it used to be Hausa Fulani, Hausa Fulani, Hausa. I said no, nothing like Hausa Fulani. Today they are only answering Fulani. We always win. Anybody fighting us is wasting their time. The devil can go inside you and tell you, oh, go and fight, you will succeed. We are that have failed. I don't hear you. You will go back to oblivion, to darkness. That thing never, I'm going to, you nothing. Nothing. I'm telling the truth. I told them in the zoo, nothing like Hausa Fulani. After dragging, and they went back and they weakened. Now they refer to themselves as Fulani. If you claim you are one North, if you claim you are one monolithic Iowa, why is it that you are now issuing a press statement under Fulani nationality movement? Because of Radio Biafra IPOB. You now know that you're different. Hausa, do you see how they have used you? After using you over the years, they have now dumped you. They are now claiming they are Fulani. They are in the army, they are in the police. And Hausa is looking on sheepishly and idiotically as their essence is being stripped away from them. Fulani nationality movement issued a statement that said that we condemn the attempts by southerners and middle belt to break the country. They refer to us as southerners because they know that we have gone into an enduring, lasting, honest alliance with the West. They now know that the East and the West are one. Did I not tell you here? You don't want to expand your base. You don't want to do this. I said we are doing something underground. We are doing something. As soon as that alliance was forged, protests of this magnitude became possible. Now you understand, don't you? Are you going to teach us strategy? Chukwuka Abiamah gave gave my mother the mandate to give birth to me for this time, for this purpose, for this job, nothing else. Now you understand it. Ever since handshake across Niger, handshake across Mo Ibi, handshake across Imo River, handshake across Otamba River, rubbish. Did they yield anything? IPOB, Yoruba One Voice, how many weeks? And men are out on the streets. I don't want to go too far, please. Let us continue. The Fulani nationality movement no longer has a Fulani. Hereby order all ourselves across the country to mobilize for battle. We have waited for this since past years. They are now battle ready. And they are telling you that as well. They are battle ready. As I was warning you, I went to Los Angeles. I was telling some idiotic, stupid, evil men and women, idiots in America eating hamburger. I told them that the war is coming. One idiot said, have you seen war before? I fought the war. I have bullets in my spine. I have bullets on my shoulder. I have bullets in my knee. Rubbish. They have now come. They are Tindeki, Tollgate, killing people. Courtesy of your Jagaban worldwide. You don't know, he's a thieving, conniving, lying murderer. That is the, but you know, people are very foolish. Maybe tomorrow, if he contests, some of you will vote for him. Your foolishness as black people is legendary. But I trust this very set anyway. I trust this very generation 2020. The North are complaining. Why is Nigeria back? Because the president is from the North. Senate president is from the mediocrity at its best. If it was anything like that. Tinubu threatened to use force. And he has used it. He has used it. Tinubu, only one man, terrorizing the whole of Lagos State. Tinubu must go down. He has to, I'm telling you the truth. That man, anywhere he's seen outside again, should be stoned. He's an order. Now they will know how powerful we are. Anywhere Tinubu appears in public, Tinubu is your problem. I was telling you about people. Tinubu is your problem. Tinubu is your problem. They don't understand. He is the Janja Wide agent in your midst. You did not understand. They said he's politically savvy. He knows politics. He's this, is that. He is the enemy within. Tinubu is the enemy within. Today, I like what Prince Adelaja said. Prince Adelaja said, Tinubu threatened the use of force. Lagos State government removed all CCTV cameras at Lekki toll gate. All sources of light has been removed at Lekki toll gate. We are unarmed protest has gathered. Army opened live fire on them in the process. Some got killed. So while some died jumping into the lagoon in your one Nigeria, how do we sustain this revolution? We sustain it by being violent as they are. I'm telling you the truth. We now need to start controlling areas that Nigerian army and Nigerian police cannot enter. Do you understand? And right across the middle belt and the entire south. That is how we succeed in this very battle. Any other way we are going to fail. We need to now, Amoteku is there. They must now come out to do the work of the police and police in Oberland. You don't want to see army or see police. They are the enemies of the people. And you don't hear. You don't want to listen, you don't want to hear. They are your enemies, they are not your friends. You don't understand. They have been eating Fulani cow meat. A Fulani sorcerer will first of all sleep with a cow. Bestialism. A Fulani sorcerer will first of all sleep with a cow. They slaughter that cow and they give you to eat. You become beholden to them. Anybody from tomorrow in army or police uniform is the enemy of the people. And believe you me, if you don't attack them, they will keep coming. If you don't attack them, they will keep coming. They will keep coming until they overrun you. Do you know why I hate that Tinubu grade, that they are class, that they are failures? They've done nothing. All they do is that they appear on TV Some of you go and buy fuel to put inside your generator to watch them talking on channels and AID. They are all failures. That is, I have no regard. You see all those your politicians in Nigeria, I have no regard. They are all failures. You claim you're a politician, you've been in politics for 30, 40, 50 years. There is no running water. There is no electricity. No good roads. Even the police are killing people. And you claim you're an elder. You're a politician. You are successful. And I'm asking you, what have you actually done for your people? The answer is that you have made their lives even more miserable. Ask yourself this question. Who dares to put the authority to be killing people in Lagos this night? It's you. When you're shouting Jagaban, Jagaban, hailing him, hailing people who are criminals, it means that one day you cannot talk. When they share their rice and their indomie during election and you collect, if you come out to protest, they kill you. Now you see why we said no voting. And now, having killed young, you know, some of you, you don't know how to sustain anger. Black people, they don't know how to sustain rage and anger. What has sustained us is what happened at Ampo in 2016. What happened in 2015 when people were protecting the kingdom. That anger, you must put it, you must feed it into your brain. Let it be in your bone marrow. That anger has to be there. There will be no more elections in Nigeria. No more. No more police, no more army. Amotekun should come out now and take over parts of Yoruba land. And we are also going to do so in Biafra land. There are now going to be no-go areas for the army, a safe zone for the people. The people need to establish a safe zone for themselves, where the army or the police cannot enter. And if you people want us to internationalize this very revolution, no matter what is happening, we must head to British High Commission in Abuja. I'm telling you the truth. Do you want the war? The American ambassador is a very nice woman. She was the one that made it possible for you people to have a free and fair elections in Edo State. We will not place the American embassy under siege. It's not under siege, actually. Nobody, I'm not advocating that they should be attacked. No, God forbid. No, not at all. But we must take this protest to British High Commission. That is where your problem lies. That woman there is a demon, and she's the one sucking the blood of your children, killing them at Lekki Toll Gate. Jagaban, Jagaban, Jagaban. You have now seen it. Them and their thugs. Please post the video of St. Thomas' Church in Canada with attacks today. I'm sure some of you have seen it. Burning of churches has nothing to do with the protest. Protest is going on in Lagos, going on everywhere. In Iguacha is rocking everywhere. Has any mosque been touched? But Britain told them to go and start burning churches down. So if they ask them, Britain, what is going on in your colony, Nigeria? They'll say, oh, it's religious and ethnic conflict. So you don't know before. I feel sorry for you people. I feel sorry. People are trying to call. They said I should open the line. The people are trying to call from Lagos. Thank you for that. Please, from Lagos, those calling from Lagos, please, only Lagos. If you are not in Lagos and you call, I will not take your call. I will cut it off, please. I don't want anywhere else, only Lagos. And the number to call this very evening, please, the number to call is +44 79 51 27 8705. +44 79 51 27 8705. Lagos, tell us what is happening where you are. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line.
Yes, I can hear you, Mazu. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Where are you calling us from?
Mazu, I am calling from Lagos, Alaba International Area. My name is NSC Bekwe Mazu.
What is happening? What is happening there where you are in Alaba?
Exactly. What happened is that the peaceful protesters was attacked by Nigeria Janjaweed police, and a lot of people were shot down at Ajangbadi police station. That was there is a that the hectic and scatter all down here, and we believe that tomorrow is going to be a great day in this protest. And also we heard that there was a lot of shooting at the Lekki auto gate by Nigeria Janjaweed police or even military. Tomorrow is going to be another DJ. We are going to deal with them. Enough is enough. That's all you must say.
Thank you. What we are saying this evening is that if you young people don't rise up, the Fulani will kill all of you. That is what they want to do. And those of you who will be left alive will be converted, forcibly converted to Islam. That's what they want to do. Our people must rise up tomorrow. Wherever you see the police, you always, people, we have now this night, I want graduates to go to work. Graduates of chemical engineering, those who were born as engineers, manufacture any ordinance you can manufacture from tonight, because they are coming to kill you anyway, regardless of what you do. Go and manufacture anything, and I'm asking middle belt youth to rise up. And I want every bridge that they can use to reinforce to be destroyed. They are going to come from the middle belt. That's what they're going to do, Janjaweed. I want this night, we have engineers everywhere, people who are intelligent. Go back now and give us your own version of Molotov cocktail. We must destroy them before they destroy us. That is what they want to do. Every youth tonight, anybody with a police uniform anywhere, especially in Aba and in Lagos, once you have police uniform on, you have army uniform on, that person is your enemy. Attack them. Because if you don't, they will kill you. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Give us your name and where you're calling from. Yes, please.
Good evening. This is from Abba.
From Abba, what is happening there now?
From Abba, I called you yesterday, you couldn't look. They were releasing 9 bullets on the live protesters.
They were shooting, it is okay, CAE Banzo, that gave the order for live bullets to be used. Okay, CAE Banzo, live bullets will be used on you, so you will see the way it feels. And CAE Banzo wants Abia State to become ungovernable. Abia State will become ungovernable for him. Anywhere you see an army convoy, attack them from the bushes. Anywhere you see police convoy, attack them. Who will kill them? Let them die there. Let them go. They are mad. Let's kill them there. The same thing in Lagos. Yoruba youth must go to the bushes now. If you're on expressway and you hear woo, once you destroy the first vehicle, the rest of them will somersault. They will all die. Let them go. If you leave them, they will kill you. If you leave them, they are going to kill you. They don't understand peace. Fulani doesn't know the word dialogue, negotiate, compromise, according to them. They will not do it. They will never do it. They are going to kill you if you do nothing. Now, people must go and manufacture their own weapons tonight. Improvise. We have tents. We have engineers. Go back now. Rather saying, I'm an engineer. Then start building something tonight. Wherever you see the army or the police, you destroy them. Every police station must be burnt down. Everywhere you see them, destroy them. They want anarchy, they will get anarchy. People who should have been negotiating with good voice. Oh, stop. What are we going to do? We must do something. All their answer is to come and start shooting. And you will see from tomorrow, some people will become afraid. They will go back. So it's actually a good thing that we have joined on time. They know IPAB will not go. And the order is very simple. Very, very simple. If they occupy our streets, we go into the bushes. We are no longer going to stop. That thing you have been fearing has now come to you. Courtesy of your idiocy. I want to prove to Fulani that they're not smart. And I want to prove to Britain that the intelligence of black people is equal to that of white people. I want Britain to understand that in Nigeria, we are going to destroy colonialism. Or should I say neo-colonialism, it will be destroyed. I want those of them listening to me tonight to understand this very clearly. In Nigeria, black Africa is going to become free. The blood of these children that you have killed tonight is going to, we're not going to forgive or forget. That is the mantra of IPOB. We don't forgive, we don't forget. You must understand that. I want Britain, I want to prove to Britain that God created every man equal. That we are as intelligent as they are. They have the arms, they have the army, they have everything. We have nothing, I know. But you're going to see what's going to happen. Every army officer seen with uniform, if you see an army officer walking alone, it doesn't matter who it is, kill him. You see a policeman anywhere, you look around, there is nobody, kill that police person. From this night, they have brought hell down to this very earth. Abba this night, Abba is walking tonight, even tonight. Every army position is under threat. Anywhere we see them, we kill them. Let them come, we kill them. And I want their convoys, attack them. I want our chemists, most even tonight, if you're a graduate of chemistry, a graduate of physics, a graduate of engineering, chemical engineering, no sleep for you tonight. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're in macro, it doesn't matter where you are. Go in and start manufacturing tonight. From tonight, we are going to attack them. That thing that Britain wants is going to get, is going to see it. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller is not connecting. The caller is not connecting. As our lines crashed, of course, it will crash. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Good evening. What is happening where you are? Where are you and what is happening there, please?
Lekki toll gate has earlier reported all the CCTV cameras have been removed. All the cameras within all the vicinity where they are protesting, they have just removed it and switched off the lights so that the footage of those areas could not be covered. But one thing is sure, as I'm reporting at the Lekki toll gate, they have more than 15 persons. But one thing is sure, something happened earlier today at Orile where police shot at protesters and killed two persons. They lit the police officer and sent the police station ablaze. Now they rushed one of the victims to one hospital, Lagu Hospital at Ikeja, and the hospital rejected this victim. The mob set the hospital ablaze.
Very good.
People are revolting, people are not happy. I pray that with the level of resoluteness, they continue that tomorrow many of us will see the day, because all they do is come with intimidation. As they come inside to shoot, tomorrow some persons will not come. But when they see that people have continued, just like someone who announced curfew, people told him that curfew is for you and your family. Everybody must remain here. There's nothing they could do. That's why we're greeting this night with army. And if it's tomorrow morning that is the daytime, they might not be there. People should just be resolved to remain there. They will do nothing. Anything they want, they will see it. That is something for you, my leader.
Thank you very much. And what they need to do is I want them to set the Nettle building on fire or along Marina. Let me tell people how revolutions work. Some of us do not understand this very game, but we know. Every federal government property in Lagos should be burnt. Every federal government property in Lagos should be burnt. That is what is going to signal to the world that people have had enough. Because they brought violence to the people. They were the ones with their talks. They cannot say there was a breakdown of law and order, that there was going to be anarchy. They are the ones that created the anarchy themselves. Tinubu created it. I want every federal government building in Lagos to be on fire. Every government vehicle, any vehicle you see that is federal government, FSG or whatever, burn it. Anything that has federal government, burn it. If you can enter into, let us say you want the world to cover the news, yes, go and burn down Mutawa Muhammad Airport. Burn it down. How many soldiers do they have? Go through the bushes. Manufacture all weapons, go through the bushes, ambush them, get men into airport, set it on fire. The whole world will know that Nigeria is on fire. Since they want to fight dirty, we fight dirty as well. Ndiara. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, where are you? I don't need your name, where are you?
My name is Mazi Jacob. I'm calling from Nasarawa State. Sorry for breaking your rules. You said we should people in Lagos, to call, but I'm calling for national say, please forgive me, I just talk so make I just in matter just take this more time, thank my people. To encourage my people in national state, today we carry out our protest so very, very, very peacefully in national state. And today again, I'm really happy because with the middle belt, today my state, my national state, they proved to me that we are really not part of the North anymore. Because all this why we are, I said, let's come out and protest. I said, no, we should protest because we are from the, North, we are from the other. But today, that law, that gene has been broken, that the national state people, they forget about the law, and they come out on their own and protest, just like all people in the various states. Now, I'm not asking other people, like South Kaduna, we are there. South Kaduna, you are the one seed. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the other people from the north to give you the free protest? You are there, you are being killed every day. What are the plans to? Is it because of your governor? Is it not a governor for you? You are waiting for your order? It can be given your order. These people, they are the friendly servant. Please, I'm begging all the middle better. Please, I'm begging you. Let's come at this. Let's do the last chance. So, that's not because after this moment, we are not going to have any sense again. If we meet the next 5 or 30 years, please. If we meet this opportunity now, nobody knows. So please, I'm begging everybody, all the media, I'm sure they hear my voice right now, Please, I'm begging everybody, please, let's forget these people, let's wake up, let's remove fear out of our body. Even though we said before, now, this is time for us to put the fear and join the public train to make our voice heard. Please, Mr. Danica, thank you very much for picking my question. Once again, my name now, Umpase Jacob. I'm in Nassau, I'm in Governor by Trump. I'm a quote, I'm telling you right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I'm glad that you actually called, as a matter of fact. They are rising up in the middle belt, everywhere rising up. If you know anybody working at Tinubu's Oriental Hotel, tell them to ask the guests in that hotel to leave. I want the guests in the hotel, Oriental Hotel belonging to Tinubu, to leave that hotel with immediate effect. If you know the manager, you tell him to leave that very hotel, because that hotel should be brought down. Tinubu needs to be taught a lesson. Let me tell you, if you don't know Janjaweed and the agents, the way they operate, if you leave them, believe you me, you will suffer. You will suffer. That very hotel must be brought down. I didn't say set ablaze. It must be demolished as an example to the rest. If you have not dealt with Tinubu in Lagos State, believe you me, the others will not learn their lesson. Tinubu is a traitor. Tinubu is an evil man and he must go down. Well, I was saying before, they didn't listen to listen. The caller on the line, can you hear me, please? Your name and where you're calling from?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Okay, my name is Izuchukwu Uchendo. I'm calling from Italy.
No. My name is Italy. I'm in Abali. Italy, they're doing very well. They are very strong. They are part of the family. I know that they're very formidable, but not tonight. Aba, Lagos, Abuja, or anywhere that it is hot, please. The caller on the line, can you hear me? I don't like people who don't listen. If I take your call, you... The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, Maz, good evening.
Good evening to you. Where are you, please?
I'm calling from Lagos.
What is happening where you are now in Lagos? What is happening there?
I'm calling from Oyinbo, Lagos State.
What are they doing to people there? What is the zoo? What is Tinubu doing there now to people there?
Connect me to Maz.
I am here, I'm live. Your voice is live to the world, go ahead.
No, I'm listening to Radio Biafra. Connect me to Maz. I'm listening to the online Radio Biafra now. Connect me to Maz.
Listen, can you hear my voice? Can you hear my voice?
Yes.
That means that the world is hearing your voice. There is a delay. Stop listening to your device and talk to us. What is happening where you are? What is going on?
Okay. What is happening here? There is a protest ongoing at Ebutemeta Junction.
By this time, by now, hold on. Ebutemeta now, is it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but there was a shooting at toll gate, Lekki toll gate.
This yes.
night there was a shooting. Several people were killed, and a roll up of cops are there. But then I want to speak with Mars. If I can speak with Mars, I'll be sure. I'm hearing the radio. He's on. Let me talk to Mars. I prefer to use that platform.
That is the everything you have said. Go ahead.
Hello.
Oh dear me, he's not paying attention. The caller on the line, can you hear me, please? Where are you? Where are you? The caller on the line, where are you, please? Shooting where again? Shooting in Okota. They are shooting also in Okota. People must go to the bush, ambush them. Go to the bush. You need to cut them off from the back. Ambush them. Take their guns from them and kill them. These are animals, are not human beings. They may be wearing police or army. They are not human beings. These are terrorists from Niger. These are terrorists from Gambia. These are foreign terrorists from Chad. They are not human beings. Disarm them and kill them. If you allow them to scare you off the streets, your life is over. Your life is over. And I want Lagos Airport to be on flames. Breach the perimeter fence. Go and burn down Lagos. Anybody, if you have double barrel, if you have pistol, anything you have, give it to them, let them go. And kill them, penetrate the airport, and set Motaram Harare Airport on fire. Set it ablaze right now. Then the world will listen. You are dealing with animals. Fulani Janjaweed, they are animals. They do not reason. They do not reason. You don't know them. You don't know them. I mean, are they not killing people? The caller on the line, can you hear me? Yes, please.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Yes, go ahead.
Well, my name is Sidi Berugu, calling from Lagos.
What is happening where you are?
We was at also the Papa Expressway. They were shooting us there. It's five people that they killed this evening.
How many policemen died? I don't want to hear they kill us, they kill us. How many did you kill? How many police or army did you kill? How many?
They have burned the Lasa police station. They have burned it down. They burned the Sele police station. They burned the Urile police station down. Everything is down now as I'm speaking.
Thank you very much. That is, since the, if you go to my page, you will see a flag there. Nigerian flag stained with blood. So the flag that people should be carrying should no longer be green, red, green, but green, white, and red. For the blood of these brave martyrs that the Nigerian government destroyed. The only flag I want to see on rally grounds is green, white, and red. Not green, white, green. Because I have killed people. And that very flag, whoever has this flag that is stained with blood, must preserve it. We want it framed. It has to be preserved for Britain. After all, it was Britain that gave you green, white, green. Forget all that nonsense they're telling you. Go and prepare the flags for your rallies. Green, white, red. That is the flag of the revolution of Nigerian youths everywhere. Green, white, and red. That is the flag of the revolution. Forget one Nigeria that killing you with it every blessed day. I have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me, please? Where are you? They are listening to my voice. They are listening to my voice. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. But the calls are flooding in anyway. I lost you a while ago. Are you back? Can you hear me?
Yes, director, good evening, sir.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I still went to the Virugu that scored last time.
Go ahead, please, go ahead and make your point. Go ahead.
Also, the Papa Expressway, they killed more than five people, which you have used barrel to carry them.
Does anybody actually know where the children of Sanwo Olu is and the Tinubu? Does anybody know where their children can be found? Because the people they are killing, they also have mothers and fathers. Can anybody tell us where their children are?
this night, please, where their children are.
For now, my leader, I can't tell because they just shoot everybody protesting.
Now.
So, the youth angry? Yes, now. It's about 1 hour ago. They just carry some people go to hospital. But for now, they have said the Elasa police station ablaze. Elasa and the Sele police station, they have set it ablaze. For Orime, they have set it ablaze. But that one, I can't tell how many people they killed there. But for Elasa, it's more than 5 people they have killed there. I'm reporting from Lagos, Oshoda Papa Expressway, Elasa Maja, Lagos.
Thank you very much, Stepfara. Thank you very, very much. Now, you don't have to approach them. Do you want the soldiers to run away? Go and get a bottle, empty every petrol station that is around you, put fuel in a bottle, put rag in it. It's called Molotov cocktail. And you throw it. I want Tinubu to suffer. Tinubu is making order. I want Sanwo Olu to suffer. I want them to set ablaze every federal government structure, be it their vehicle, anything you see with federal government, set it ablaze in Lagos. They can be rebuilt, but the lives that we have lost can never ever come back again. And we must be very, very careful. I said it before, second week is the start of the revolution. They will try to scare you, they will try to intimidate you. If you can remain, God is my witness in heaven. Only three more weeks, and victory is assured. And light will come 24 hours a day. Roads will be built. Only 3 more weeks of this immense sacrifice. Only 3 more weeks. Anything that is federal government property in Nigeria, burn it down. It can be replaced. It can be rebuilt. After all, they are shabby anyway. Look at how terrible they look. Everything that is government property in Nigeria should be destroyed. They have brought war to our young people. They are shooting and killing our young people. And we're not going to have it. Enough is enough. Enough, if you allow them to get away with this, imagine what they will do in the future. Remember, they killed IPOB, nobody said anything. They killed Shia, nobody said anything. They keep killing people, nobody said. They went to Zaki Biam and they killed people. They invaded the coastal regions of Biafra and killed people, nobody said anything. That gave them the same people now shooting at Lekki. They cannot go to Sambisa Forest and shoot. And I want the Roman Catholic Church, the bishops, to come out tomorrow to condemn what is going on. We want every right-thinking person to condemn what is happening. But we are telling everybody now, you must be a community. You must, everybody, bring your expertise out. Fulani soldiers, those people they have been recruiting from Fulani countries in the Sahel, there is something called petrol bomb. Go and use it. Set every government building ablaze. They want war, they'll get war. And I want to warn everybody, Aisha, your boyfriend, everybody, Garaba Shehu, newspaper, please. There are media houses, don't touch them. Although the owner is Tinubu,
Lagos,
you don't have to be armed. The youths don't have to be armed. We are more intelligent than they are. They are Janjawi, or controlled or commanded by Janjawi officers. We disarm them. We use a lot of cocktails. People should start to talk about roadblocks. Go to Apapa, all those containers there. Block every major road in Lagos. Let Lagos, I want someone only to wake up tomorrow to a Lagos who will not recognize. In his next life,
mad people,
if they ask him to unleash mayhem on protesters, he will say no. Block every road in Lagos. put something, bring everything, start burning tire in the middle of the road, block everywhere, basin or daughter basin. The same thing I want to happen in Aba. I want police people to die in Aba tonight, and I mean, they will die in Aba tonight. They will die there. Mad people everywhere, and this UG, if you leave them, they will think there's something. I want every convoy, and we are telling people, if you don't need to land, every army convoy you see, you attack. You should stay in the bush and you attack them. Set trap for them. Dig ditches for them. Undermine and sabotage every bridge. Let them die. We want to paralyze movement in Nigeria. Everybody stay where you are. Since you people are there watching and this is happening, stay where you are. Destroy everything that connects one place to another. So they won't do your crew. They are mad people everywhere. Enough is enough. If you do what I'm asking you to do, the world will report it tomorrow morning. Destroy every bridge you can see. Everybody stay where you are. Destroy every bridge you can see. Attack every convoy you see. If there is saboteur in your midst, kill that very person. Anybody you suspect is an informant for the police or the army, kill that very person. That is what they want, and they will get it. You are killing unarmed innocent people. God punish all of you. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, Mazu.
Yes, please, your name and where you are, please.
Okay, Mazu, I am Ndubuisi. My name is Ndubuisi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm the one that called from Oyinbo bus stop.
Yes.
Like I said, there is protest there going now. We are resolute, Mazu. There are some things that are more important. There are some things that are more patent.
Yes.
And we rather prefer, instead of blocking road, burning all those things, it's not as easy as telling our brothers in Biafra land, leave them stop.
I want pipelines going up in flames starting from tonight. Check upon Hokode and Diara. We have I told them once we join is over. Once IPOB comes out, it is finished. And you're busy killing people. You should have thought about that. Before, during the time of our fathers, they were messing around. The East and West were not one. But now the South is one. I'm telling you. The South is now one. Oduduwa land and Biafra are now one. I'm telling you the truth. And they are going to be shocked. Fulani Chileke Bunoko. People are going to be shocked. You are going to be amazed what is going to happen to you. You will be wondering how did this happen. But you brought it on yourself. You brought it on yourself. And you will live to regret it. Destroy everything around you. I will want the economy of you are the youth. It is your future. You can rebuild it. It is your life. You can mold it how you like. But Nigeria needs to be crippled economically. In the coming days and weeks, Nigeria will come down on its knees. Since you will not report, you know Elk is there, all these oil companies. We are going to cripple the operations. So that nonsense they are doing will come to an end. It's over for them. It is over for them. They are going to be crippled. That was how Avengers came up and was doing marvelously well. Until these criminals took it over. Edwin Clark and all their governors, and they messed everything up. Messed it up. And that's why we are where we are today. What I am telling the world right now, this very evening, is this. Are you insane? Are you sick? Don't call me, please. Don't call me.
Unbelievable. What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you? You don't hear. I'm going to actually unload the Skype because some of you are daft. Very, very daft. You don't reason. You don't think. Who asked you to call me on Skype? Did I ask you to call me on Skype? Did I ask you to call me on Skype? I'm asking you. Did I ask you to? I'm deleting it. So some of you are so foolish. So foolish. You are useless and hopeless. Did I ask you to call me on Skype? Idiots everywhere. No, that's why Fulani are in charge of your lives. You don't listen to instructions. You never ever listen. I've deleted the stupid Skype. Let me see where the idiots are going to call again. Fools everywhere. Idiots everywhere. They never ever listen. They don't listen. That is why Fulani National Generation, because you don't listen. To common sense. I said no calls on Skype. It's only on WhatsApp. You still call. You didn't use it. I have a caller on the line, please. Can you hear me? This caller on the line, please. Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you're... Not your name, please. Just tell us where you're calling from. Just where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Matt.
Yes. Where are you calling us from?
From Abuja. I'm calling from Abuja, from Apo.
What is happening there now in Apo? What is going on there?
Mad, it has not really been easy here, but with God, all things are possible. Ezechukwu Kabiama is our God, he's supporting us, and we are standing firm and we are not backing down. Today, they did what they know how to do. That's the Zoo Nigeria bringing thugs to come and attack us. And when they came, they saw that we are in a very large number, and they were unable to withstand us. Why that was happening, they cut off one of them head, that's the Fulani guy, and then we killed three of them, and then we started chasing them, and then they started running. Even the Nigerian police were there looking at us. They didn't even say anything or do anything, and later they came and were trying to calm us down. We are not backing down, and we are not going to back down. I think the thing they have created has come before them, so they should wait for it.
Of course.
Thank you very much, and thank you. God bless you for giving me this opportunity. I've been able to get to you today. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Good work, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you. They are killing people, but these people might overwhelm them. And when you are going to a protest of this magnitude, please, you must go in very large numbers and allow the very hard men to defend the protesters. Wherever you see a policeman, from tonight, that policeman is your enemy. Wherever you see a soldier, the soldier is your enemy. Everybody, any federal government building around you should be destroyed. Destroy them, set them ablaze, destroy them. Every federal government building should be destroyed. Since they are killing innocent people. So Fulani is stupid. They think they are smart. I want to tell, don't you want to be part of the generation that will defeat British colonialism in Africa? Or should I say neo-colonialism? You are part of it. You are about to set Africa free. What you are doing is not just about people dying in Lekki. You are about to set the whole of Africa free. We are going to defeat Britain at their game inside this zoo. It's over for them. Every pipeline should be destroyed. Every pipeline should be destroyed. Let me see where they are. And set them ablaze, please. So the oil will be spilling everywhere. Let them be burning. Let them be burning. Please. So we don't have oil spillage anywhere to contaminate our land. But of course, it's part of the sacrifice anyway. Destroy the oil pipelines. Destroy all of them. Destroy all of them. They want war. They will get war. Fulani, I told you at the end of this war, you will leave Sokoto. No matter what Britain is promising you. And anybody who comes up to support Nigeria, we hunt that person down and destroy that person. Anybody who comes up to say, we support the government, please go back, that person will hunt the person down and destroy that very person. Idiots. They are mad people everywhere. I have a caller on the line. This caller, please. Where are you calling us from? The caller on the line, can you hear me? Call couldn't connect, they said. The caller on the line, where are you?
Hello?
Yes, where are you?
I'm in Lagos.
Where in Lagos are you?
In
in Lekki.
These people are shooting
everybody, and there is nothing we can do, and we don't have any weapon. So we need back. Are you ready to dare attack up? We can only use anything to fight these people.
Okay. I will send a message to somebody right now. What we need to do, those going to Lekki, people going to Lekki tonight, please, we need to release those who are held down in Lekki. We need to release them. And the only way we can do it is to cut off this very army and kill it in Lekki this very night. That is how we can free the people who are there. Because they have come with this very tactics. It was what Britain told them is intimidation. Try as much as you can to intimidate. They are black people. Once you intimidate black people, they run away. That's what Britain told them. And that's what they're trying to implement. So we are calling on our Oduduwa brothers who are in Lagos, those who understand the terrain very well, to go and relieve those who are being held right now in and around Lekki. They have killed 15 people already. Countless numbers jumped into the lagoon and they are dead. They have run and they are dead. They must be relieved. Go and relieve them. Go cut them off through the back. Cut them off through the back. Kill one or two of them. Get their arms and begin to kill the rest of them. Do you see why when Boko Haram kills them, nobody complains? Do you see the reason why? They're in Lagos killing people. Let me take this call to see who is there. I know you have called before. I don't like people who are very greedy. Black people. If you have called before, allow others who have not called to try and call. You've called and you keep calling and calling and calling and calling. Please, it's not good. It's a very terrible black behavior. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line for the last time, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? Every Dangote tanker on the road should be set on fire. Every Dangote oil tanker on the road should be set on fire. He is also part of the problem. Every of his tanker on the road should be set on fire. Britain, you want anarchy in Nigeria? Now you have it. And that's your precious oil and gas. You will not get. You will not get. Instead of you to advise this your lap dogs to be sensible, you went about, and I told them, once you kill people, the game changes. No forgiveness. No forgiveness. And we need to know the name of the commandant of the barracks that these soldiers came from. He too will be in trouble. He will also lose his children. Idiots. Talking about human rights. God punish all of you. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line for the last time, can you hear me? The soldiers are taking away dead bodies to destroy evidence as they normally do. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Oh dear me. I don't know what they're doing to the lines this evening. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, raise your voice. Raise your voice for us. Your name and where you are.
From Dubai.
The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? That very commander, they have given his name, find his children. I want to get into trouble. So that when they take me to court and say, why did he say such a thing, I will tell them reason why. Find the commander, say he said is Ifo or Mata or whatever the idiot's name is. Find his children. Find his children. The commander of those of them on the ground, find their children. Very, very important, please. Find their children. The caller on the line, can you hear me? It will surprise me tonight if Facebook, you know, Facebook owns WhatsApp. If they have taken money as well and be doing what they are doing, what they do best. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, Master, good evening, sir.
Good evening, and where are you at this time, please? Where are you?
from Jos, Plateau State.
What is happening in Jos right now, please? What is going on?
Yes, yes, the protest was on, not until when they sent calls to us, and eventually they begin to boggle people's shop, burning cars, and chasing people around. Not until when we gale down three people, they begin to retrieve.
That's, I said it. Hold on. I said it. Did you hear what he said? They were burning cars, looting shops, and doing all manner of damage until three of them were killed and they retreated. That is Fulani for you. If you don't kill them, they will not retreat. This is what you don't understand. If you don't kill them, they can never go back. This night, every federal government building, please not hospitals, every federal government building should be burnt down. BBC, you report it by force. Sky, you will cover it by force. Every government property you see, destroy it. There is oil and gas. We will buy more to replace them. Please, guys, go ahead. Go ahead. Are you listening to me? Go ahead.
And again, they have imposed curfew 24 hours now from tomorrow. So we don't know how the ground is going to look like from in just Plateau State now.
Now, listen, if you people give up, if you don't come out tomorrow, they have won. This curfew is the second. They have two more cards to play. Curfew is the third to the last card they're going to play. That's how they work. If they say curfew and you obey them, you are finished. Your future is gone. NEPA will be worse. Their SWAT team will be worse than anything you have seen in your life before. They have conquered you. They will now impose Ruga. They will impose their Fulani colony, Fulani highway, and all that rubbish. You must come out tomorrow. But be prepared to also attack the police. If they kill you, kill them back. Get their guns from them. Turn those guns against them. Manufacture Molotov cocktails. Manufacture bombs. And start attacking them. The zoo has come to an end. Going to play. That's how they work. If they say curfew and you obey them, you are finished. Your future is gone. Turn those guns and start attacking them. The zoo has come to an end. There. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. It won't surprise me. I believe that Facebook has also gone to WhatsApp and they're tampering with it. You know, they own it. The Alliance of Lucifer. If you have called before, don't call again. If you have called before, do not call again. Once you've called, don't call again. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on WhatsApp, on the other WhatsApp line, can you hear me? They are wasting time. They are not following instructions. The caller on the line, can you hear me? And can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is this the number we are calling?
Yes, it is. This is Radio Biafra and we are live to the whole world. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to speak to MNK.
I'm the one speaking and the world is hearing your voice. Please go ahead.
Okay. Mazin Nandekano, good evening. I'm sorry, I know I'm not supposed to speak in Igbo. I want to tell you something quickly.
Why is that? Why won't they stay in my house? What is happening in my house? Let them come. Nothing is happening.
Another thing.
Go ahead.
Okay, so bad. But another thing is that the instructions you are giving, you are very emotional. The instructions you are giving, you are not finishing it. Like when you were talking about the petrol and put something inside of it, it's not completing. So when you are giving us instruction, calm down a little bit. I know you are very emotional and rightly so. I'm not emotional.
I'm upset. I am upset. Fulani people are killing innocent young people on the streets. I have no time for niceties. I have no time to calm down. Fulani are slaughtering innocent people on the streets in the middle of the night. I have no time to calm down, but I will give you the information that you need. It is a bottle, petrol, and a rag, a piece of cloth at the end, like in Paraka in the village. Once you put the rag inside, you use the rag to close it, you light it and you throw it. It is called a Molotov cocktail. And Tinubu's Hotel Oriental must be destroyed. It must be destroyed. I have no fear of any bagger.
Okay.
What concerns me is freedom.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take it easy, your health. Become one day.
If I did not die yesterday, I will not die again. Thank you very much. I was very ill yesterday. I was very ill because we are the whole thing is too much work to be done. But Elohim is on the throne. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes.
The caller. Good evening to you. Please, where are you calling us from?
I am calling you from Abia State right now.
We are in Abia State. I hate this nonsense, Abia State. Are you in Aba? In Omaha? Where are you? I know people are, what stupid Abia State is that? These people are crazy. Abia, I'm calling from. Where are you from Abia State? We are in Abia State. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Good evening to you. Please, your name and where you are. What is happening in Abuja where you are, please?
Waru in Abu is under siege. Waru in Abu is under siege. I'm getting a report that Fulani herdsmen are killing people in Abu.
Where are those people with double barrel in Abuja? Where are they? Those with double barrels in Kano, where are they? Does it mean that all our people who are there, those with double barrels, why can't they give it to young people to go out on the streets and give the people a taste of their own medicine? We have the barrels at home. We have pistols at home. People should bring it out.
Oyendu, there's a money emergency I want you to take, sir. At this very moment time, please look into the volunteer of the North. The new office you appointed of the North is being attacked. This is the time we need our people to be organized. But there's a problem in Abuja, in our family. So please look into it. It's very urgent, Oyendu.
We are live and we are direct and the whole world is paying us attention. Anywhere you see Dangote tanker, set it on fire. Destroy it. They want war, they will get war. Destroy every Dangote tanker. And now let me make this very clear. Declares 24 hours curfew, becomes an enemy of the people and becomes a legitimate target for attack. Because you are trying to give the Fulani army and police cover to kill innocent protesters. Sanwo Olu in Lagos will be attacked. Anywhere he is seen, he will be attacked. Anywhere Okezie Basu is seen, he will be attacked. Any governor that people shed blood in your land, as a result of your 24 hours curfew, if you come outside in your life, anywhere as a governor, as an ex-governor, you will be attacked. We will set you ablaze. Agawuri petrol Munyeroko, we will pour petrol on you and set you on fire in public. That you may know. If you are a governor and you're thinking about your allocation, how your family is going to be rich, how is the vice president of Nigeria, that is your business. People are dying and they need to change their lives. And we are warning you, if you open your mouth and you declare 24 hours curfew, you become an enemy of the people. I will give the order and you will be attacked in front of your eyes and you will see it. Okay, see, Azu, we will make an example of him and Sanwo Olu in Lagos. He will make an example of that they may know. Every investment of Tinubu should be destroyed. Nobody should attack any embassy, please, I beg of you. Nobody should attack any embassy. Attack. And the flag of the protest is green, white, and red. That's the flag of the revolution. Not green, white, green. That is the flag of the... Anywhere you see an army officer, kill that person, take their guns and kill them. Because in the next few days, Boko Haram will start raiding them from the north. They are very stupid people. They want to open two fronts. An army, how can an army survive by fighting on two war fronts? Which army can survive that? That's how foolish they are. Britain is your... Anywhere you see any military convoy, attack them. I have asked you now, those of you that studied chemical engineering, those of you that can build bombs, start building it. Start laying it by the roadside. If you cripple their convoy, they will run outside, get them and kill them. They are evil. They are serving Fulani Janjaweed. We are live and we are direct. People are calling from everywhere. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Good evening, Madikiman of Biafra.
Where are you calling from?
I'm by name.
Don't give us your name. Tell me where you're calling from. Give me your name. Tell me where you're calling from, please. Not your name.
I'm calling from Tripoli City in Libya.
Not at all. I said nobody. If you're not in Abuja, in Aba, basically if you're not in the zoo, don't call. What are you calling me from Libya? What is happening in Libya? They have had their own revolution. We are having ours now. I have said it before. If you have called before, do not call again. If you call, I will block you. American embassy is shut down. Completely shut down. Why won't they shut down? People are protesting. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lagos, Lekki.
What is happening in Lekki where you are, please? Forget your name. What is happening where you are?
A lot of people have been shot at and killed. And I'm hearing news from Abatu that people have been massacred. I think that at this point in the struggle, I thought we are better prepared than that.
But that is not, if you, listen to me very carefully. If you bring out arms prematurely, they will say it is premeditated. Don't you understand that? Repeat the power of the people. I don't want all this, there is this mentality that black people have, always looking to blame, to apportion blame. Oh, life is precious and all that rubbish. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. It's a revolution. Go and study the history of revolution before you call Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Give us... Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from
Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead and speak English. Go ahead. You are Lekki. Your phone, your line is not clear. Please try and call us back. It's not clear. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Please tell me where you are, not your name. I'm used to saying your name and where you are. Give us your location and then you proceed to say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Good evening, Mazi. My name is Jim. I'm calling from Akure.
What is happening in Akure right now, please? What is happening there?
Yeah, my name is today. The protest in Akure was very peaceful. The whole of Akure was shut down by protesters. And this evening, the governor of Ondo State has given an order that there will be a 24 hours curfew from this 12 o'clock. This midnight of today. So throughout of today, tomorrow, they are saying that nobody should come out. So we are waiting till tomorrow so that we know how it goes.
Very, very good. So the governor of Ondo State has joined. This is a cozy boys club. They know themselves. If you come in, you're eating allocation money, security money, traveling with a convoy, going to Dubai, buying houses, going to US for medical treatment, and having fun. It's a club. So what they are saying is not that you're fighting for your right and your life and your future. They see that you're spoiling business for them. Is it now that I'm a governor that you want to do your revolution? For that, there is going to be 24 hours a curfew here. That governor is also the enemy. Until we set an example with one governor, others will not learn. Until we set an example with Tinubu, others will not learn. These are black people, that is how they reason. If you don't set example with them, they will never ever learn. That is why we must do all we can to set an example with one of them. I'm telling you. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Good evening to you. Where are you calling from this evening?
I'm calling from Enugu this
evening. What is going on? What is going on in Enugu today? What is happening? Did Ifeanyi Ugwuanyi declare 24 hours curfew? Hello? He didn't know he muted his call. And he's speaking, I'm sure. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, he has called before. I'm going to block him. He has called before. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, please. Where are you calling from?
From Lagos.
And what is happening in Lagos? Which part of Lagos are you in?
We're in Lekki before, but when the military come, we have lived, everybody has run for his head. They have gone a lot of people down. All the whole place is dark because they make sure they off the lights before they strike. All the whole place is dark. Nobody can see anything.
Nobody can see anything, and they have killed people and killed a lot of people for that matter. And that is what Nigeria is. So when you are running away from there for your dear life, as you are explaining to us, what were the people saying? The people who were with you running for their dear lives, what were they saying about one Nigeria? Yeah, about this Nigeria that they love so much?
Nobody was thinking about Nigeria again. Everybody was thinking about his head at that particular time.
Unbelievable. Any governor that has declared a 24-hour curfew, once they are traveling around their state, their convoys also should be attacked. Because they are part of the problem. They are part and parcel of this very mess that our people are in. I have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear my voice? Yes, tell us where you're calling us from.
I'm coming from Ibadan.
And what is happening in Ibadan right now, please?
At Ojo, there's some problem that just come up. We said the police killed one of the protests, and there's two police station at Ojo, they burn it down.
So people are protesting against police brutality, and the police are busy being even more brutal than they were before. What type of country is that, I ask my people? Sorry?
Two police stations at Ojo was burned down.
Very good.
And also, I think things is not going well at Ojo now, because I know that tomorrow morning things is going to happen more than what happened today.
I pray so. We must continue. Thank you very much.
So that is what is there.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We are continuing. This is a long, long, hardened battle. Do you think freedom is easy? Of course it's not. You talk about freedom, you want to live in a country with skyscraper, where people have underground rail network, where you come out in the morning and the tap is running and there's electricity. This is the price you pay for those things. This is the price you pay. Now you understand it. It is not cheap. It is never, ever cheap. I understand that the Supreme Court Administrator of Imo State has declared 24 hours curfew. Anywhere you see him, you attack him. until one of them goes down, they will keep announcing this curfew all over the place. Anywhere you see who puts a them outside, you attack him. That is how they are going to learn. There are mad people everywhere. Let us take this call. The caller, you have called before. I recognize your face. You've called before. You've called before. You have called. If you have called before, don't call again, please. Do not. There are other people we want to hear from. And no callers from abroad, please. I don't want your calls if you're calling from overseas. I do not need it. I don't need it. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? They cannot hear me.
Yes, sir, Mali, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from? Where are you? Where are you calling from?
Mali, my name is Wee. I'm calling from Calabar, sir.
From Calabar. What is happening in Calabar today? Did they come out today?
Yes, sir.
Did they come out in Calabar? Of course, that is how it is. It's only beginning. It's only beginning. Go ahead, please. Yes.
I want to ask whether you will give orders so as for the whole Ethiopian volunteers, all of them will join the tomorrow matches, sir.
They will. They will. The whole of Calabar, IPOB in Calabar will come out. All our people of Afik land, they are coming out tomorrow. And the Calabar will rock tomorrow. Everywhere. The order has been given. And Calabar will be rocked tomorrow. When we tell them that we control Biafra land, they are talking nonsense. In South, Niger Delta. We are everywhere. Oh dear me. The order has been given and Calabar will come out tomorrow. I don't know about Yenagoa. I've not heard anything about Yenagoa, but I'm sure they will also come out tomorrow. They will also come out tomorrow. Somebody has been calling profusely. I'll try and see if I can get hold of them later on. They've been calling and calling and calling. And the lines are no longer connecting. I don't know what Facebook... Some of you don't know that Facebook own WhatsApp. Those people. That demonic enclave. You have called before. I know your face. If you have called before, please do not call again. If you have called before, I plead with you not to call again. I'm trying to return this very call. They've called many times. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Please move away from your device. There is a noise on the background. Where are you calling from? There is a noise on the background. I want to know where they are calling from. They cannot answer me. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Good evening to you, please. And where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Aba Oboe.
What is happening in Aba tonight?
I'm calling from Mazi. I'm not happy because we are protesting today freely, but along the line, Umobaro police station come to shoot about two people down. We decide to burn the station down today. Mazi, I'm not happy. We supposed to burn down like 10, like as local police station, they are celebrating this night. And I promise them tomorrow, there will be no celebration any longer. There will be no celebration. We try to visit them tonight by 7 o'clock. We see many of them outside there celebrating. And I promise them that celebration will not be there tomorrow because we are not happy any longer. I want to use this opportunity to tell all IP will be nobody should go back home. This is our time and this is and the last time. We don't want this celebration from police any longer. How can the police come out with in a street with POS when they get you arrested, you transfer all the money you have to police? For what reason? Enough is enough. It's over. And we don't want it any longer. If you know that you are IPOB member, please, tomorrow, Azuka police station, they are celebrating this night. I met them, they are celebrating like 10 of them outside. And that celebration will not take place tomorrow any longer.
together with Cameroon Road, Cameroon Road Police Station. We are going to burn down those places where IPO members come out. Tomorrow we are going to take them and burn them down tomorrow. Mazi, have a good night, sir.
Thank you very much. The thing about this is that some of you don't know the way, the reason. We do. And I have been telling you from day one, we know the way, the reason. If you don't kill them, they will kill you. You have no clue. Policemen celebrating. These were the same idiots that we are. An order came for them to go to Sambisa Forest. And they were crying. They asked their wives to come and protest and said they were not trained to fight terrorists. That you are trained to kill unarmed protesters. Okay, Zibazo, anywhere you are seen, you'll be attacked. For the rest of your life, you'll be looking behind your back. That thing that you brought into Aba today will consume you. Mad people everywhere. Wherever you see them, attack them. Nigeria Army, Nigeria Police, wherever you see them, you attack them. You don't know Fulani, you don't know the way they operate. Anyway, they know that we are immune. There's nothing they can do to me that can move me. They know that very well. They locked me up. They came to my house. They killed my people. As a result of that, I lost my parents. Everything. Well, and they know I'm not moved. They know I'm still going ahead. There is nothing they will do. That will never in this life. All my destination is freedom for Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. The caller on the line, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
My leader, good evening, sir.
Good evening. We now have the name. Hold on. They said Oriental Hotel is burning down now. Now they know when we give an order, it's carried out. The name, I want to see the name of the commanding officer. Somebody put his full name here. I want the full name of that bastard so that we can teach him a lesson of his life. People don't know the reach of IPOB. They don't know the reach of IPOB. They have no idea. Please go ahead and give us the information you want to give to us tonight. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead, tell me what is happening where you are. What is going on where you are, please tell us. Because we know that those in Alausa must be careful. They are heading to Alausa now. I wish we can run this program 24 hours live. So people can say, if they are heading to Alausa, if you can ambush them on the road, ambush them before they get to Alausa, set up a barricade, put something on the floor so their vehicle has some assault and they will die inside it. If you see them, you kill them. Anybody, soldier, police, kill them. They want to keep you. These are the idiots you're fighting for. Wanting them, their salary to increase to 200,000. They are the ones killing you. They are animals. Once you put on that uniform, you are an animal. Please, go ahead. What do you want to tell us? Go ahead.
Yes, my leader.
Go ahead. Download IPOB Community Radio. Download IPOB Community Radio. Anytime our FM goes down, we try to revive it. We are in a battle now. They came under my nose and took Radio Biafra app. Under my nose, they took Radio Biafra app. Can you imagine that? As I'm here sitting as the director of Radio Biafra and they still took Radio Biafra app. From us. What else can they not do? That's how resourceful they are. They have money. They can buy anything they want. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Yes. Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Chukwuebe. I'm calling from Abba.
What is happening where you are right now?
Sir, we really try today, but we still have target. Our target tomorrow, I want everybody to mobilize. That is Yama police station.
Every police, not that one. I don't want to see Nigeria police in Aba. Not one police station. I want all of them to go. I want every police station in Aba to be destroyed. Destroyed, completely destroyed. Burnt to the ground. Cannot succeed here.
I want every police station in Aba destroyed. It's an order. I want them destroyed to the ground. Anybody you see with a police uniform, who will be the person? Kill the person. Nigeria wants anarchy. We give them anarchy. We give them anarchy.
Target, you must pay a special president to see he gets it done. One useless guy, they call Bishop, with the DPO. Those people last on 30th September, they arrested him for no reason. They took my phone, they collected 50,000 naira from me. I spent 9 hours inside the cell for no reason. They collected 50, they said I will give them 300,000 naira.
They said, hold on a second, please. They said the man that led the troops to Lekki Toll Gate is Ifo Imota. We need the correct name. I don't care if it's an Igbo man, he's going to die. It doesn't matter. They must know an eye for an eye. If he's an Igbo man, Yoruba, it doesn't matter. The commander of that unit, they must die. This is Africa. If you don't set an example with them, they will never ever learn. That is how their brain functions. That is how they are wired to reason. You must meet the best form of defense right now is to attack. Don't wait to see. No policeman is your friend anymore. No army officer is your friend anymore. We outnumber them. We outnumber them. If they want to fight with us, let them take off their uniform and come over to our side and fight with us. But if they're on the other side wearing a uniform, you are the enemy of the people, and you will die. You will die, I assure you. Mad people everywhere. After the destruction of every police station in Aba must be destroyed. Every police station in Aba will then go into the bushes. The war has started, and they are not going to win this very war. They can't win it. Mad people everywhere. That thing that Britain wants, they will get. When we finish dealing with them, Britain will send Beture, Oyibo troops to our land in order to have access to free oil and gas. This is the mother. People must understand that time has come. All of you have been dreaming and writing to me saying I had a dream. Biafra came, but there was a lot of blood. That time has come. I tell you it will come. And we are upon it now. Every police station in Aba will be destroyed. I don't want to see a policeman on the street. Go and look for weapons. Go and arm yourselves. And see what is going to happen. Build weapons. If you don't have any, go and construct one. Go and build one. Even not direct catapult, anything you have, go and use it. And destroy them. Destroy them, mad people everywhere. They are going to see something they've never seen before. And as we are destroying them, we are finding out where their children are. They are making mothers to become childless. And we are also going to make them become childless. They want destruction, we give them destruction. Mad people everywhere. What's that today now? No going back. I told them, the thing is like before. You come, you shoot, you go. And commission of inquiry, this, that. Let us. Anywhere you see Sanwo Olu, you attack him. Tinubu his hotel must be burnt down. Burnt down. Mad people everywhere. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Master Greg, sir.
Yes, please. Where are you calling from?
Master, my name is Kenneth Padawich. I'm calling from Igbo, sir.
What is happening? You lost your voice. Were you leading the protest today? Were you the one leading it? Because your voice is no longer there.
Yes, sir. We are directing at Oyibo Express as I'm talking to you.
Oh, now. Amazing. Amazing stuff.
Yes, sir. So, sir, the protest in Oyibo today was someplace.
I know.
We walk all the way from Oyibo to...
It is Obibo, not Oyibo. Remove that Y. It's Obibo.
Obibo, right away now, we are at the Obibo Express, directing and singing. Even the police, they don't do anything today. They are just looking at us. And right now, we are at Express Obibo, directing right now. I'm talking to you, sir.
If the police moves, you move them. You know, that's what they used to say to us before. If you move, I move you. If the police tries anything, get hold of them, kill them, and burn them in the police station.
That is the price they are going to pay. Anywhere they kill somebody, every police station around there should be burnt down to the ground. Every police a person caught in the police station should be killed. They are zoo animals. They think they can intimidate us like before. This is generation 2020. This generation cannot take any rubbish anymore. Enough is enough. And there is no going back. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Obi was rocking. Can you hear me? Thank you very much. Good evening. I was told that Ifo Imota, the man that led the troops to Tollgate, is an, that's what Fulani does, is an evil man. Okay, we shall find him. People should find this man, get his picture and that of his children. Find it immediately, please, so he will know what it means to lose a loved one. Please go ahead. Where are you calling us from? What is happening in Ikeja right now? Please tell us.
Aline has been blocked since morning. I was there live. It has blocked since morning. I left them there around that time, 7:30. And secondly, we didn't have any attack whatsoever. In fact, our voice was one. And secondly, the NSAS of 13, the strategy the federal government want to use. They're going to tell the endosars, and they're going to send those SARS to start robbing people, and they will turn around to say, you people are the one that asked us to stop SARS. So stopping SARS is not even the end. The main thing is complete, you know, to end of Nigeria. That's what people want. Now people are not even talking about ending SARS anymore. They are saying that what they are singing today now is Tinubu must go. That's what they are singing, even all the Eurocrats.
Tinubu is in trouble. Tinubu is in very, I'm telling you the truth. That man is gone. Anywhere Tinubu runs to, if you like, let him run to England, we'll find him. Anywhere Tinubu runs to, we are going to find him. He is going to pay for it. These are criminals. And I'm going to put another meaning. You're a politician. He's a leader. You're our leader. I say, shut up your stinking, dirty, useless zoo mouth. You are an idiot. I told you that these are charlatans. They have nothing to offer. This is the first major political crisis they have faced. Look at how they have failed. Look at, they cannot even read the mood of the people. They think it's intimidation will work. Now let me tell you. Let me make it abundantly clear to everybody, please. Nobody should go for visa. Every access road to every embassy should be blocked. No visa. Only for on medical grounds. Nobody is flying out. I want Lagos Airport to be grounded. No flights coming in, none going out. They said Al Jazeera has finally carried the Lekki massacre. Not as a news item. We want them to bring their van with their satellite dish on Lekki. We want them to bring it to our bank. Anyway, let them not come to our bank until we finish what we're doing. Let them go to Lekki and mount their satellite dish and be telling the reporting live from the protest venue. Like any other place in the world, that is what they are going to do. That is what they normally do. They mount their dish and they are reporting live. That is not as a news item. There was a clash on Lekki Bridge between anti-government protesters and the security forces. The report says that four people died and many were injured. The government said they will investigate. Rubbish. We want you to bring your van. Bring your van. In fact, if you see any BBC journalist, hold them until they bring their van. They are big dish and start transmitting it live. Mad people. If you don't behave like a mad person in the zoo, we are not going to succeed. This revolution will not work. You have to have the mentality of a mad person. You have to be a more mad than a Miyet Yala cattle to succeed. I'm telling you the truth. Nehina Maupare Meiko Nyara Galo Yawan. It's an adage in the oldest language in the world. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
I hear you, Endo.
Yes, please. Start ambushing soldiers where you are. Set trap for them. Go and dig a ditch on the road. If they are coming, they will fall in there. Their vehicle will some assault and they will die. Start killing them now. If you don't kill them, they will kill you. Tomorrow I will tell you I told you so. If you don't kill them, they are going to kill you. That is the way to understand. Now you understand it. Please go on, tell us where you are, please. Where are you?
I'm going from Iguacha.
Iguacha, what is happening in Iguacha right now, please?
For now it's peaceful. We march around in Iguacha to go to the police headquarters and we came back and there is suddenly some group in Waterline Junction and they want to keep the chief there. Another group also is in Elenawa. They're also keeping the chief there today. Everybody is there. So for now Iguacha is in peace, but
that SARS, place in Iguacha should come down. Anywhere you have SARS, I thought they said they have disbanded them, but they have SARS road. Oh God, this is
we have SARS road. Somewhere going to Rukoku. People road to cause we protest from the section going that side, passing towards the station, they begin to shoot on the air and people stamp out for their safety. And while tomorrow everybody has sat down in water lines bus stop and everybody is there.
Thank you very much. Tinubu will know how powerful we are tonight. I gave the order and his hotel is on flames. Is in flames, as you say, as you speak correct English. Simple order. People play with, they don't know what IPOB. People actually play with this. They don't know how formidable we are. As soon as his hotel, they started seeing smoke, they called Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera came. And now they're reporting on Lekki. They're playing with us. We are the largest mass movement in the whole world. And I promise you, after this protest, wherever Aisha boyfriends go, you will hear a news that two people were shot dead, but that the ear of the Nigerian president was missing because of silicone and we'll pull it off. Now you know how mad we are. I was telling them, you know, Joshua and Jila said to them, dialogue now, they said, no, who are these? Ohaneze told them, these are the France, leave them. They want money, give them money. When they arrest our people, they will say, oh, Nnamdi Kanu will also take money. After all, it was liquidated money. Nnamdi Kanu. I said, no. I have no need for anything in life. I don't have a car. I'm not doing anything with it. I don't have a house. I'm not doing anything with it. Nothing, I'm not doing nothing with them. I was born to make sure that Biafra will come in our time. That's all. Nothing more. Freedom for everybody, not just for Biafra. For do the work for Medobet, everybody to be free. That was why we came. Not to be, collect money from people and build a large house, you know, where with a swimming pool. In Akoyinyo, now no hotel in Dara. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, Master. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Where are you?
I'm currently at Obo Hill in Aba.
What is happening there where you are?
Currently, we seriously, we need guns. At the moment, we need guns.
Are you part of the volunteer command? Are you part of the volunteer? You are not in volunteer. You don't say you need guns on the air because if you are an inner member, you will understand. You don't do that. Please. If you want to fight to defend Biafra land, join the nearest volunteer command. As simple as that. Or they will be recruited into it anyway. You don't just apply and you'll be accepted. You need to be a Biafran from the day you fight from your mother's womb. Before you are allowed to join the very elite volunteer
force. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening. Morning,
good evening to you, please. Yeah, where are you calling from? What is happening?
It was a very horrible situation today. This time that we people are coming to tea with impunity. These people are coming to tea with impunity. They are not looking at anybody's face. We have come to a point, in fact, we had a face-to-face confrontation with them today. They took one person. I think we've come to a point
where... Why would you people allow them? Why would somebody place himself in a position that he or she can be taken like that? You must move in a cluster. Do not break the cluster. You must be in a group. Don't... Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes. We're in a cluster. We're in a cluster. But what I'm trying to say at this point in time is that we need to do everything possible to defend ourselves. We may need something beyond just protesting on hand. Because these people are coming with impunity. They don't even want to...
No, we are... Listen very carefully. Listen. We know, and we are also going to kill them. From tomorrow the game changes. We're also going to kill them. Wherever we see them, we're not even going to wait for them to attack us, we attack them first. From tomorrow the game changes. From tomorrow Abia State will be on fire. See, as the person wants, Abia State will be on fire now, immediately now. Tomorrow. Listen to me. Now, you, as a human being, you can only face in one direction. And we outnumber them. Is that correct? We outnumber them. As they are facing one group, they shoot. Another group will come from behind and take them. And kill them. And take their guns from them. And cut off their heads. Not, don't just kill them, cut off their heads. Bupuhisi, cut off their heads. So they will go to hell. They are going to hell.
Yeah.
Cut off anybody you kill. Don't leave the body intact. Cut off the head. They are mad people. From tomorrow, and listen to me, from tomorrow, wherever you see a policeman or woman, kill that person. From tomorrow, anybody wearing army uniform, kill them, take their gun, there will be magazine in their gun, use it to kill a large number of them. Simple as that. It's a revolution. In a revolution, you don't sit and wait until somebody brings you a gun. Go and prepare any weapon you have. And come out. People say they need guns. Am I going to go to, if I go from Amuma Road, I give you gun. In Amuma, I go to Osusu and I give you, no, it doesn't work like that. Anything you, is a revolution. Anything you have with you, you use it to kill your enemy. And they are all our enemies, all of them. Thank you very much for that. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, please, your name and where you are.
I'm David, calling from Benin City.
What is happening in Igodo land today, please?
Today, earlier today in the afternoon, the soldiers came out in Sapele and they were shooting everybody. And Governor Obaseki declared 24 hours curfew. So I want to ask, whether tomorrow, are we permitted to go out and do what we need to do?
The protest is every day for the next 3 weeks. Every blessed day for the next 3 weeks. And you people must devise a strategy to outwit the army. As I said before, the army will face in one direction. There are some guns in Edo State right now as we speak. Use those guns to kill one or two or three army officers, take their guns from them and begin to kill the others. Anyone you kill, you take the guns and you kill other people as well. That's how it's going to be. Because they cannot sustain this fight for 3 weeks. Before 3 weeks, if they continue to move their troops down, Boko Haram will overrun the north.
Yes,
and they understand they are very stupid. You know, the Janjaweed, they are very daft. Unless they are the ones sponsoring Boko Haram. There are guns in Edo State already. Kill the army wherever you see them. Kill one or two. Take their guns and kill the rest of them. It's as simple as that.
Are we permitted to touch the central bank?
Everything that is Federal Republic of Nigeria, destroy it. Destroy it.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Simple as that. They think they want war now. They will get now. They will get war. Mad people everywhere, and this UG useless set of idiots. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Let me say that where people are called to send in voice messages, if you cannot get through, please send us a voice message and we will be able to play it. Send us a voice message. If you send a voice message, we will be able to play it. There are some messages as well here in text format. They have taken the dead bodies to Dodan Barracks, Division 81 on Kefi Road, Awolowo, by Awolowo, Lagos. We are following them. The dead bodies of the protesters are being taken to Dodan Barracks. Somebody should phone Al Jazeera tonight to go to Dodan Barracks. The bodies are there. The bodies are in Dodan Barracks. Thank you very much. My dear sister, thank you very much for the message. The bodies are in Dodan Barracks tonight. Division 81 Kefi Road by Awolowo. Or is it Division 81? I don't quite understand. That is where the bodies are kept. If you don't destroy everything that has Federal Republic of Nigeria on it, they will keep killing you. Anything that has Federal FG, burn it. I am warning you now, burn it. If those things are standing there, you are dead. They will kill you. They want war. They will get war. CBN should be taken. Everything that is a federal institution should be destroyed. Destroyed imminently because they are killing the people. They are destroying livelihoods. They are destroying lives. And it must be. Let me play this voice note. I asked them to send it. Let me play it.
I'm leaving the toll gate. I have to run for my life.
Yes.
Because they're shooting, a lot of people, almost 40 people. The dead bodies are much. Like, we need backup, like, seriously, but we don't understand what's happening. Like, I don't even understand this. People are dying like foul. We need backup, please. We need backup. Anyhow, please, I beg you, God, please.
Did you hear that? They need backup. And it has to be a guerrilla war. We draw them into the bushes and we kill them. Everywhere at Middle Belt has a role to play. They can stop or slow down the march of the Fulani Janjaweed to the south. They must slow them down. But the war has begun. I thought it was going to come next week, Monday. I didn't know it was going to come this week. It came a week early. The war has begun. Everything that Tinubu owns, please, I beg of you, don't touch Nation newspaper. Do not touch TVC, please. You don't touch journalists at all. They are out. They are sacred. You don't touch them. But everything else that Tinubu owns, burn it down, is an order. Burn it down. The same thing goes for Dangote trailer. Wherever you see them, burn them down. They must understand. All those graduates that used to pose, I'm an engineer, go and start building bombs from tonight. Engineers, everywhere you are, start building bombs tonight. The Fulanis have come. That long-awaited war has come at last. And we must defeat them. And all of you that know how to, anything you can do, if you know where you can source weapons from, anything you can do, please try and do so. I am going to open up a secret line very, very soon. Logistics, so to speak. And you see what is going to happen. Very shortly, you will see. Anywhere you see a policeman, army man in Aba, you kill that very person. Every police station must go down. Every police station must go down. Use your common sense. We are going to bomb them to the kingdom. Come, mad people everywhere. And there, I don't know, I wanted to stay on for a longer period this very evening. The calls are still coming in. Please. We are not waiting till tomorrow. The destruction of every property of Nigeria starts from tonight. Since Nigeria wants to kill all their youths, the youths are now rising up. Destroy everything that is federal government. It's the property. Those that they have killed at Lekki and in Aba, they are no longer coming back. But we can rebuild any property. We can rebuild any building. We can refurbish it. We can renovate it. Destroy it. Every federal government building should be destroyed. Burn down Lekki toll gate. Burn down every toll gate you see. Destroy it. I'm telling you, it's a revolution. Destroy it. Some of you ignored my advice for years. Look at where you are today. Don't ignore what I'm telling you. We have your interest at heart. We want this revolution to succeed. It is no longer protest, it's a revolution. Destroy everything that sustains this zoo. Every pipeline must be cut. Dangote refinery should be destroyed. Don't say, oh, we are going to use it in the future. Destroy it. Destroy it. They have brought war to you. Destroy it. Everything. Destroy everything. That's what they want. That's what they're going to get. Until they beg you. They'll be begging the youths of Nigeria, saying, please, please stop. We are not there yet. They are flexing their muscles with their guns. That's what they're doing now. Once you overwhelm them, once we succeed in overwhelming them, now they will come join in and say, please, we are sorry. What do we do? That's how it works. Any pastor that climbs the pulpit to support one Nigeria after this, that church should be burnt down. I'm telling the truth. The building, you know, not the people inside it. You people must understand what is about to unfold. If you give up now, you are renewing your slave status for the next 300 years. Your children will suffer more than you have suffered. And no sensible parent would like to do that. Anywhere is Dangote refinery must go down. They will see it now. It's an order. It's been given to be burnt down. You see. Burn it down. No foreign nation should issue any visa. They should be locked down. Close them down. Because the youth are angry. Lock every embassy. But do not attack any embassy. Don't touch them, please. Do not touch them. No embassy should be touched. But they should not be open. The only place people are going to march to is the British High Commission in Abuja. March the place. They are the source of all your problems. They are. Thank you very much for listening this evening. People are calling. I will try and get some rest. And so we'll start tomorrow with an update. And I will stay more than 3 hours tomorrow as I have done this evening. I was very ill last night. They took Kwoki Kabiam and said I should come on air. And here we are. Healed. But of course my voice hasn't been healed completely. There should be fire everywhere. Burn every government vehicle. Every government building. Set it on fire. It's an order. I want this zoo to burn. This zoo must burn. We are going to rebuild it. We have the resources to rebuild. Do you know what I was planning tonight? I was saying that should the protest continue this way, we will come tonight to announce that anybody who wants to leave the army, that there are some people who are working in America, they have set up a trust fund to pay the salaries for the next 18 months of those who are going to become from the army. That was what we are planning to do. I was to announce it tonight. That we have a fund for police and the army. We are going to pay you twice the salary they pay you in Nigeria. That was what I was about to announce tonight. And they destroyed everything by shooting at unarmed people. I want the name of the commander. Find the children and kill the children. They want to bring wickedness to us. I'm saying what I'm saying tonight so that Sabon teacher, all these baby saboteurs, they can write it down and send to America and say, don't let him numb the Kano in. He said that children should be killed, but that they are killing the children of other people. There are mad people everywhere. God punish, thunderfire all of you, not even God. Let Satan punish all of you. I will be back in the morning to continue this very gospel that Elohim has mandated must be preached by the living. I thank you once again for listening. Do not burn federal universities, please. No universities, no hospitals, no media houses, please. Leave NTA, no, NTA you can burn. NTA is part of the problem. Leave other media houses alone. No media house, please. Don't touch any media house, I beg of you. No hospitals and no schools. Don't touch schools, hospitals and media houses. The rest are fair game. Burn down everything, including the airports. Burn everything down. Put it to the ground. When flies doesn't come anymore, they will ask what is going on. Then BBC will report it. I'm telling you, I want us to make sure that that 4.8 billion they spent bribing CNN, BBC, Sky and others of them, it goes to waste. They must report what is happening. They must report it. If you burn down the airport, they will report it. Go into the airport, if you pretend you're a worker in the airport, go in there and start the fire from the toilet. Burn the whole place down. Burn it down. Burn it down. I thank you all this evening for listening. Chukwukikabiamo will forgive us. Every Dangote trailer should be burned. If you see Dangote tanker, burn it. Take out the fuel. Use it to build Molotov cocktail bombs. Molotov cocktail. Put it in a bottle. Put rag in it. Light it and you throw it. And do not waste any rifle you recover from them. Use it to kill them. Get the rifle from them and use it to kill them. Wherever you see a policeman, that man is your enemy. If any of them wants to leave police service or army service, no, I'm no longer going to do it. You're going to suffer because the bad apples inside you are the ones causing the problems. Murtala Muhammad Airport must be burnt down. Do you want people to hear about the revolution? Do exactly as I tell you. Burn it down. Burn it down. If you get hold of NTA, destroy it. Every federal government building should be burnt down. And then you will see ABC reporting it by force. We have the narrative. Don't worry about it. We can explain it to the world when the time comes. We have the narrative. Let the world see the impunity and atrocities going on in the zoo. I thank you very much for listening this evening. Chukwukikabiamo will keep, guide, bless, and sustain each and every one of you. We don't hate anybody. But we want a change in our society. With love from my heart this evening from here, it is good evening.